Honored Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes. Thank you very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to. You're gone. Don't call me again.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, can I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most hotties in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
This is a song that was sent in by Don and Mike listener Ben Kreitz. Okay?
Kreitz, what's he doing sending us another CD?
For Christ's sake. He writes, Dear Don and Mike, I like to hear your stories about Midgetville so much that I wrote a song about it.
Very good.
It's not that funny a song, but I think you will find it sexy, sensual, and satisfying.
Ooh. Ah, very good.
Sincerely, Ben Kreitz.
All right.
My mind is on a girl, my girl's on a girl.
Let me read you the words. It says, my mind is on a girl, my girl is on the pill, we're going to get it on tonight down the street in Midgetville. Ma doesn't know Pa, never will nobody see us in a backseat down the street from Midgetville tonight.
Hmm. Well, I think it's really, really good.
That's not really what I thought a song about Midgetville would be like, right?
The only way you can really do a proper song about Midgetville is to sing it in a voice like that.
And didn't you think that it would have the music like that?
We like to party in Midgetville. We like to party in Midgetville. We like to party in Midgetville.
All right. Okay, well, that's a piece of crap.
I will tell you about some fun. I will tell you about a thrill. It is a trip to my favorite town. It is called Midgetville.
And again, apologies to Scott the Dwarf, because I know that he has a conniption fit every time we say Midgetville.
That's right.
We should say Dwarfville, right, or Little Personville.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christ. Thank you, Ben Christ.
Okay, now, it's good, though, that we're taking care of business with all this stuff.
A song that I know will not disappoint, Mike. It is the latest offering from Jingle Boy.
Yeah. Jingle Boy, who is the pushed stage child of Jingle Boy's mother.
Helen! Helen, get him on stage!
And that, remember, that's Jingle Boy's mom's name, Helen.
Right, right. Helen.
The letter comes to us from Richie. That is Jingle Boy's name.
Now, Richie is, you know, I don't know how old he was the first time he sent us something, but he's got to be getting into his, you know, severely into his adolescence.
Yeah, his mommy is like Kathy Gifford with this kid.
I mean,
pushing this kid into singing.
Yep.
One of the original songs that she wrote and tied him up and made him sing was about Giff having the affair with the stewardess on Kathy Lee.
And the thing that's most annoying is he sings in that Shirley Temple kind of, hello, mister, and it's just annoying.
All right, so here's the letter he sent. Dear Don and Mike, I am enclosing a new song about the prostate that I am singing and playing guitar to. And you know that...
He's playing guitar now. Lessons have kicked in.
Mm-hmm. You know that no young boy even knows what a prostate is, much less wants to write a song about it.
It's what we find disturbing.
I hope you like my new song. I still have the Evander Holyfield t-shirt that you sent me. I have not recorded any new songs lately,
because I have been in a lot of musicals and plays.
Yay!
I hope you like the song. Oh, and here's the answer, Mike. I am now 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely, your friend, Richie. And here's Richie's new song, the prostate song. Then we will call his mom and yell at his mom.
Hi, I'm Richie from NIAC, and I'd like to tackle the issue of the prostate. I have one, Don and Mike each have one, and theirs are becoming larger and larger even as I speak. It's a condition of being men of their age.
Poor kid.
But there is a name for it, and it's called benign prostatic hyperplasia. Benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Isn't it obvious already that the kid had nothing to do with the writing of the song?
Is this his mother, like, working a medical office or something like that? What the hell's going on with this crap?
Men from America to Asia got benign prostatic hyperplasia.
I'm not laughing at this kid.
Don't laugh, Mike. It's not funny.
This is a masculine heel of Achilles. The stopper that stops up the spout. It's got something to do with the birds and the bees that we're slightly embarrassed about.
This poor kid.
Who knows why it starts to expand? Who knows what is the trigger? Middle-aged men simply don't understand why the prostate starts getting bigger when they get benign prostatic hyperplasia.
You think she, like, dresses him in tights and stuff?
I don't know, but his voice hasn't changed, so that's for sure.
Here's one of his previous hits, the Titanic song he sent us. This poor kid.
When the bad ship, the Titanic, hit an iceberg so gigantic, the captain said, "By golly, we're as good as dead."
Sing it! Here's the original song that Stage Mother wrote for him about Kathy Lee and Frank.
Mama keeps on crying all about my daddy's lying and the way he cheated on her with Suzanne. Mama reads the papers all about my daddy's capers and she calls...
Those are the previous songs. And here's the new one now about the prostate.
Benign prostatic hyperplasia. Men from America to Asia got benign prostatic hyperplasia.
What's that tape, Robbie? What's
got
that one?
The mom on it.
Oh, okay. And here's the tape that has the boy and the mom.
Oh, here's the mom. After 30 days, it's marked final at $37.
After she sent us the tape of this kid, we started calling her Mommy Dearest.
Right.
So then she wrote a song about Mommy Dearest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know, they're amused at us.
She's on the tape with the boy.
Mommy Dearest, I don't want to sing.
That's the mommy.
When I hear you sing, I hear cash registers ring. People will say I'm appalling.
Oh, my God. And what is this, a disclaimer?
I think there's another one, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Jingle Boy's mother, Helen.
There she is. Helen?
I received your message on my voicemail, and I just wanted to clear up any misconception that you both may have that I am a pushy showbiz mother.
Right.
I am not one of these pushy parents living through their children. Oh, no. Jingle Boy loves to sing.
Yeah, and I'm sure he wrote the song about the prostate by himself.
Right.
He really wants to be a star, and he wants to do this all by himself.
Oh, what a liar.
Go ahead, sweetness. Tell them the truth for Mummy.
Yes, Mommy, dearest Mommy mine.
Ouch, you're hurting my arm.
Do you think she, like, dresses him in, like, Buster Brown clothes?
Exactly.
The big round Quaker-like hat and the big knee socks.
She'll have to wait till he's 17, 18 before you find out what the real verdict is on what she's done.
Remember, the Titanic song came on a video cassette with him in, like, a Shirley Temple wig.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Very horrifying.
Very, very disturbing, but we do play the tapes.
Mommy dearest more than anything in the world. Jingle singing is a choice of my own free will. I love to practice singing 12 hours a day and giving up baseball, football, basketball, and playing with my friends. My mother does not live her dream of being a star through me. I will write a book about my loving mother called Mommy Dearest Mommy Mine when I grow up. This has not been... What's that word, Mom?
Rehearse.
Okay. That's their little funny mommy dearest bit, too.
And not constantly being sidetracked by personal problems concerning the health of his urogenital tract.
Oh, my God.
His one steady stream is now starting and stopping, and his prostate's tight as a noose.
Do you think a kid should be singing this song?
I don't know. I've never understood this thing.
About his one steady stream starting and stopping?
What kid, as you said before, what kid that age even knows what a prostate is? I don't even know what a prostate is.
I do, Mike. It's a big squishy thing that's by our wet thing. It's a big pile of lumpy goo.
And ours are getting bigger?
I guess.
Yes.
According to her. Buzz, yours must be gigantic.
It's huge. The size of a basketball.
Diapers and cranberry juice. They've got benign prostatic hyperplasia. Benign prostatic hyperplasia. Then from America to Asia, got benign prostatic hyperplasia.
All right, let's call the sun first.
Yes, very good.
Let me see.
Say that we got the tape, we played it.
You know what? I don't have the boy's phone. I only have the mommy's phone number.
Of course. She makes sure that that's the way it works.
That work, okay.
Find out why the subject. That's just out of the... Helen! Why benign prosthetic hyperplasia?
Yeah, a 14-year-old boy should not be burdened with concerns about his prostate.
The stream.
Yeah, I know.
It's gross, man.
Oh, man, weird. Weird, weird.
AT&T Wireless Services. The number you have dialed is no longer in service.
Oh, thank you for calling the Tate Talbot Bond Company.
Reporting
an
error. Please. All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me try.
Jingle boy. 1-800. You're going to sing about benign... prostatic hyperplasia.
From America to Asia.
Asia. Hyperplasia, not plasia.
And poor kid.
Reached AM Cosmetics Sales and Customer Service Department.
Go.
If you know your party's extension, please dial it, followed by the pound sign. For direct last name, press 1.
Oh.
For AM Corporate and all non-sales issues, press 3.
Hey.
For customer service, press 4. For sales administration, press 5. For executive sales, press 6.
I hate
for
voicemail.
For Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean, press 7. For international...
All right, I'll put it on hold. Try it. Robbie, it's extension 2607, then the pound. 2607 pound. Or we're doing it manually now.
We get through?
All right.
Because these phones are so effed up.
Helen!
Sing, Jingle Boy, sing.
Helen, as you can see, they made a little drawing to go along with the song. It says,
oh, no.
Get the finger and stay healthy. Get a prostate exam. Bend over and take it like a man. Mm-hmm. Don and Mike, let your doctor
your
put his finger on it.
Answered by Audix. Helen Trimble is not available. To leave a message, wait for the tone.
Who's going to leave
otherwise,
the message?
For assistance,
you know who's going to leave
the
message. Zero
now. Record at the tone.
Hey, pal, it's Dave Letterman. I've got an important bulletin for you. I'm quitting my TV show. Yeah. I'm going to be the new lead singer for Van Halen. Yeah.
No, screw it. You know, she'll probably get home and she'll go, but she get back to work, she'll go, David Letterman called. Jingle Boy, put on your best knee socks. We've got a big break in show business.
Well, you know, we're going to try to find a home number during the break here to call up.
The song's not over yet.
The middle-aged golfer has problems as well, and he isn't glad that he's got them. There's golf balls lying all over the course, and he feels like at my time of life, says the middle. Wife, because we both got to pee sitting down. She's got benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Said it before, I'll say it again. This poor kid.
Then from America to Asia, got benign prostatic hyperplasia.
I think he might grow up to be a homo.
You feel abused.
He might already be one.
The whole thing is lazy and shoddy.
Mommy made him homo.
And you finally understand what the doctor when he says, I'll examine the whole of your body.
Oh.
The symptoms intensify day after day. It is comforting, cute, and it's chronic.
Awful.
And it's shocking when you hear the doctor say, I think I can put my finger on it. You
Jesus.
Got benign prostatic hyperplasia. Benign prostatic hyperplasia.
picture the mom, like the singing nun sitting behind him with the with a big with a big guitar, going, "Yeah, that's a jingle boy.
Sing, boy, sing." Helen.
You know you got a problem when the doctor gives you a digital rectal examination and he says, "Ouch."
Okay, that would that would be it.
There is the most recent disturbing selection from Jingle Boy.
That would be it. We are going to try to find a home number when we come back, and if we can't get through there, we'll try the work number again and ask her to find her, please.
Absolutely.
To find Helen.
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 We'll talk to Jingle Boy Cody Gifford. We will be right back.
Sign of Jingle Boy's mom?
No, I don't think we ever had the home number on file.
Jingle Boy, my dear.
So we're going to try the work number again.
Okay, very good.
See if perhaps we got the extension, if someone can find Helen for us.
See if there's some chance we can reach
Helen? And for Christ's sake, keep them out of the garden.
Reached AM Cosmetics Sales and Customer Service.
That's right. She's a cosmetic sales lady.
For
your
personal attention, please dial it, followed by the pound sign.
Nope.
For directory of last names, press 1.
Nope.
For AM Corporate and all non-sales issues, press 3.
Okay.
For customer service, please wait.
You know, that's a screwy phone system. Sometimes the tone gets through and sometimes it doesn't.
That's right. We're getting ever closer to Jingle Boy's mom.
What the hell's she doing with that boy?
I just hope none of those cosmetics find their way onto his face.
Oh, dear. You got it. She got it made up like the Joker.
That's right. It's probably too late for that.
Right, got those, the big red blush on his cheeks.
Love that Joker.
New and improved Joker products.
Put it on, Joker products.
Well, sounds like a great business.
Here's the gag.
You already got them. Hello?
Jingle Boy's mom.
They would improve Jingle Boy's mother.
Come on, this is a screwy situation. Very difficult if you want to buy like a gross of cosmetics.
Gross. AM Cosmetics.
Ah.
April, don't leave. Who's calling?
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now. We're looking for Helen. Is Helen there, please?
Hold on.
Thank you.
Oh, she was nice.
Helen?
Helen?
And more importantly, I like the phone number where we could reach the boy.
Yes.
Unless he's, like, locked in the root cellar or something until mommy gets home.
Like an ankle chain around tied to the bed.
Creative.
Yes, Helen, please.
Speaking.
Helen!
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Helen.
Helen!
Listen, I have to tell you this, you're on the air, but I guess you already knew that.
I figured that.
Okay. Helen.
What's going on, Helen?
What are you doing to that boy now?
Well, we tried to do public service messages as often as possible.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen, young Richie, do you have him wearing a dress somewhere and chained to a table?
No, not this time.
Now, was he playing the guitar or were you playing the guitar?
No, I can't play guitar. He was playing. He's taking lessons.
He's taking lessons every day, that poor
my
guy.
God. Listen, Helen, just be honest with us. Richie doesn't know what the hell a prostate is. You had to write the song, right?
He does know what a prostate is.
Oh, my God.
But why? He's a boy. But you wrote the song, right, Helen?
This was actually a Father's Day gift for my father, who does have a prostate problem.
Oh, my God.
But you wrote the song, right?
I plead the Fifth Amendment. Richie, I would just say Richie had nothing to do with the song.
Of course. Now, what are you doing? You're dragging him into New York City for auditions every single day. What's going on?
No, he just does things when he wants to.
Mm-hmm. Is he, other than that, is...
He loves musicals. He's in a lot of musicals and, you know, theater things in our hometown.
Does he ever get out and throw a ball around?
Oh, yeah, he's very athletic.
Does he like girls?
He loves girls.
Tell me something. Is he under the influence of cough syrup right now?
No.
You don't have him...
But he is on Flintstone vitamins.
He's on some... Are they real vitamins, Helen, or are you just keeping him drugged until he makes the next song?
Doggy downers.
Real vitamins.
Real vitamins.
Yeah.
Would there be any way that you would have a number, not on the radio, of course, that we could get in touch with Richie and speak to him ourselves?
I can have... Well, today he's on a class trip. He won't be back until 8.
Of course.
Very convenient. Isn't
school out? For God's sakes, it's the 23rd of June.
Friday is the last day of school.
The last day, you say. I suppose he goes to a school where he has to work longer hours, doesn't he?
Well, because it snows a lot up here. That's why.
You are such a taskmistress.
Does he go to an all-girls school?
No.
Does he go to one of those?
They would be jealous of his clothes if he did.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. So very sad.
Jesus. Does he go to the Fame school?
He goes to middle school.
You know what I mean? Remember that show Fame?
Right, the New York City School for the Arts.
Yeah. It's just, no, he just goes to a regular school.
A regular school?
Yeah.
Tell me, this whole prostate thing, how the hell did you get your 14-year-old son involved in that, Helen?
Because my father has a really serious problem, and we thought it was pretty funny.
So you did this as a tribute to your father. How did your father take it when you played the prostate
song? He thought it was funny.
He thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Did you set up a little stage or something in the living room or anything?
No. Did you dress Richie up in a giant prostate costume?
Helen, you know, there's something wrong with you, honey. There's
really something wrong with you.
We just want you to know, Helen, we're on to you. We're on to you, Helen.
Well, I'm turned on by you guys, too. I love you guys.
God.
So if we are going through the chronicle of songs that you have forced your son to sing, there is the song about Frank Gifford banging the stewardess. Then there is the song about Titanic. And now there is a song about the male prostate.
I just want you to tell your son one thing.
There is a trend there, Helen.
That's right. Helen, tell your son one thing. When he eventually does write the book about how horrible his life was with you, we will give him an open forum on this show.
And let him know that we were always on his side.
Absolutely.
I will.
So you're saying that, hold on, this is not you playing the guitar.
No. Hi, I'm Richie from NIAC, and I'd like to tackle the issue of the prostate. I have one. Don and Mike each have one, and theirs are becoming larger and larger even as I speak. It's a condition of being men of their age.
You're not playing the guitar there?
No, I can't play guitar.
There is a name for it, and it's called benign prosthetic hyperplasia. Benign prosthetic hyperplasia.
I just want you to know we find this tape very disturbing.
Helen, let's talk about you and your crush dreams. I'm guessing that you must have wanted to be in showbiz when you were a girl, right?
Not when I was
and
a
now
girl.
You're bitter now because you're working in the cosmetics field. You're a glorified Mary Kay sales lady.
No, I'm not in sales.
You're not in sales, but when did your dreams? When were they dashed, Helen?
When they were dashed.
Yes.
I don't know. Probably. I always wanted to be a bodybuilder, and when I grew breasts, that was about it for me.
Oh, God, we don't even want to go down that road. I'll tell you that right now.
Do you make Richie wear makeup?
No.
Really?
No.
Do you make him wear knee socks and hard shoes with big buckles on them?
No.
There really is no class trip, is there, Helen? He's chained to his bed in his room.
No, he is taking his class trip today.
All where right. did the class take a trip to?
He went to Dorney Park.
Oh. To where?
Dorney Park.
What is that?
That's in it's kind of like it's a theme park, you know, rides.
Oh. Do the kids beat him up all the time because he's this little singing queer?
No, they love him.
They love him. Does he sing the prostate song for his other pals?
Definitely not.
Wow. There you go.
What about the Titanic song?
Definitely not.
All right.
So this is just a mother son collaboration.
Yeah, we just have fun.
So that's we just want you to know that we have our eyes on you.
Yeah, we're on to you, Helen.
That's right.
Well.
We're very on to you. You know, sometime you should send us a current picture of Richie.
Absolutely. And really a current photo.
And a picture of him outside. Here's the picture I'd like.
Okay.
Outside, holding a copy of a newspaper that has the current date on it.
Yes.
Okay?
You send that to us.
We'll take that tonight. We'll get it out tomorrow.
Very good.
Okay. No, I'd like that picture in the daylight, please.
Yes, daylight.
Okay. Take it tomorrow. It's okay. Take it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want, you'll get it.
Okay, Helen. We do.
Well,
all right, Helen.
Guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Helen.
That's Helen.
She scares me, man.
Yeah. I just want everybody to know. She wanted to be a bodybuilder. I don't want to know how sick that is, but that's strange.
But then she grew breasts.
Right. Nothing to do with the birds and the bees that were slightly embarrassed about.
Oh, my God.
Who knows why it starts to expand? Who knows what is the trigger?
Maybe we should send the authorities out to that amusement park.
I think so.
Rescue him.
Starts getting bigger when they get...
Let me see, where do they live? They live in Nyack, New York. Where do they listen on the Rochester station, do you think?
Probably. No. I'm not sure how that connection came about.
Hello, I think maybe they first listened to us when we were on in Buffalo for a while.
I think so.
Hello, Donna, Mike's show.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
Hi, Mom. No, I
don't.
How you doing, Mom?
I'm fine.
What's going on?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, why are you calling, Mom?
Hi, Mary.
Why are you calling, Mom? Mother.
Who do you think this is?
This is Mike's mother.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is. I recognize your voice instantaneously. How are you, Mom?
No, this is Switchbed Baby again.
The what?
Switchbed Lady again.
That's right, my mother.
Oh, your mother.
That's
all right. I want to tell you, weren't you on hold a couple of minutes ago?
Yes, you know, I got cut off.
We had a whole bunch of calls on hold, and I don't know what happened to them, including the guy from Virginia Department of Transportation who wants to tell me why they insist on doing construction in the afternoon on the Dallas Toll Road.
That is a call I am looking forward to hearing.
But I will tell you this now. This is a lady that called us last week. She was very famous in the news, well, with the Switched Baby story and
right,
all.
Right.
Do you know that when you called us, is there or is there not a gag order against you right now?
No.
Really? Because somebody called us, not us personally, called our producer, Charles Broyhill, and said that there's a gag order out against you that you weren't supposed to talk about any of the stuff that was happening with you.
No.
No, really? Hey, Charlie?
No.
Would that be one of our goofy listeners? I'm asking Charlie, not you, ma'am. I just
The way she was speaking to me, she didn't sound like she was a goofy listener.
Okay. Exactly. What did the listener say?
The woman wanted a transcript or audio copy of your earlier phone call, and she said that there were some things that you said that were inaccurate, and that there's a gag order against you, and you should be quiet.
Everything I told you is a matter of public knowledge.
But, I mean, wait, is there anything like that or anything that's close to that?
No, not for the baby switch, no.
Do you have a gag order in some other legal matter?
Yeah, you're on a custody matter with my son, yeah.
Oh.
I didn't say anything about my son, though, did I?
All right, well, we're not putting you on trial. We're just
telling you.
We're just telling you what somebody called and told us.
I know.
Baby switching,
honey.
I don't
pay no attention to people.
Switching,
honey. People are crazy.
People are crazy, huh?
People are crazy.
This lady was all over the national news because the babies were switched at birth, and then the parents of the other child were horribly killed in an auto accident, and then she wanted to get her other kid back.
Right.
It's a whole big mess.
Obviously, quite a stressful situation for you, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, but I'm making it through. I'm a strong person. All
right,
I just wanted to let you know that lady who made her child sing about busing is absolutely ridiculous.
Right, thank you.
What person in their right mind would make their child sing about that 14 years old?
I know.
That's right.
Well, we like to call Helen and let her know that, and I think we just did.
Helen! All right, well, thank you, baby switching lady.
You guys have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See, I watched that story when it was on the news just about every day.
It made me feel creepy, too, talking to her.
That lady was not nearly as animated when she was on, well, obviously, when she was in court and stuff talking about the baby switcher.
And we weren't, as I said, we weren't putting her on trial. We were just kind of telling her what information we got to give her, you know, the heads up on that, that maybe, you know. But I would imagine if you went through something like that, you know, you're going to whack you out a little bit.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Body.
Hey, Body.
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 Hey, I wanted to call to let you know, letting Bart go overseas.
Yes.
Best thing in the world you could do.
All right, coming from this audience, I will take that with a grain of salt.
No. Hang on a second, Body. You see, I just want some... What?
I said, yeah, Body.
Oh, yeah, Body.
Yes, pal.
Body.
Yes, yes for it.
I spent a semester in England, and it made me appreciate America all the more. He is going to come back. Bart is going to come back, and he's going to go... Satellite TV! He's going to absolutely be fantastic about America and what it stands for. You're going to have a great time with this. Don't sweat it. He's going to have a good time.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, take it easy.
Goodbye. Consider yourself put at ease. You feel better now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey there.
Hey, did it ever occur to you guys that maybe Jingle Boy is a little Sam Harris-like, kind of a queer kid that really enjoys that kind of stuff?
No, I think it's been forced on him by Mommy, by Helen Mommy. I really think so.
And hey, what's wrong with Sam Harris, okay?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, yeah. Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just calling. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I went to the same kind of trip when I was in school about Bart's age to Europe. 2 weeks, same places that he's going, and it's the greatest thing.
Really? So you didn't get pregnant or anything when you went?
Oh, no, no, not at all.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know what your greatest fear is, that you will meet him at the airport the day he returns from his trip, and you say, hey, Bart, how you doing? How was your trip? And he'd get off the plane and go, I spit on you. I spit on you, American pig. And I want you to meet my wife and my new son.
He's going for 3 weeks.
This is my wife, Paulette, and my son, Charles.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hello. What's he doing, a Dennis Murphy thing there? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it's my favorite Howard Stern impersonator.
Hey, it's me.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm trying to be like Howard Stern, man.
Yeah, how are we trying to be like Howard Stern?
I don't know everything you do.
Really? How so? Give me an example.
An example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by getting higher ratings in Washington?
And Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
I got the ratings right here, man.
All
right,
let me hear them.
Well, your boy has a 5.2 share.
Okay.
And this show has a 6.5 share.
Why don't you do the math? It might take you a while, actually.
Okay. Your boy is third in the market.
In the morning.
In the market.
In the morning.
In the morning, and we are number one in the market.
So you're saying Howard Stern's third in D.C.?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I guess you win.
Yeah.
You're nothing like Howard Stern, then.
Right, absolutely.
Would you have a job if it wasn't for Howard Stern?
Of course we would. I've been on radio for 25 years, you asshole.
You would be just one of those stupid disc jockeys.
And let me ask you something. What do you do for a living? What do you do?
Why do you want to know that?
Because we're curious as to what you do.
You're very curious.
You want to come in? You want to screw with us? We're gonna. We'd like to find out about you.
I'm not screwing with you.
What?
I'm not screwing with you.
Okay, you call up and you say our show is like Howard Stern's, and every time we get a call like this, we invite someone to say how so, and then you can't come up with an answer except for some crap that you've heard him spew out about how he invented every goddamn thing in the world.
Okay.
So we're asking you, if you're going to say it's just like his show, then tell us how. I'd like to hear the answer.
I guess I don't have one. I guess
you don't, because
right, and then the reason I asked you what you do for a living is that you want to bust my balls about what I do. I'd like to bust your balls. What do you do for a living? Tell me, did anybody ever work at the drive-thru at McDonald's before you got the job?
I guess not.
I'm still waiting for your comeback here.
Thank you, drive-thru.
What's that?
Thank you, drive-thru.
I didn't understand
what
you said.
Thank you, drive-thru.
I'm still waiting for your comeback.
You know,
one of the nice things to do when somebody actually calls and busts our chops, at least if we spar with that individual, they somehow have a comeback. But obviously, you've chosen not to do that.
So you're saying you're worth more to CBS than Howard Stern?
Well, it would be apparent on this station, in this market, yes, that would be the case.
And I'll tell you right now, what we are saying is we are asking about the ratings where we are based here in Washington, D.C., and we were just telling you what the ratings were. That is all we were saying. We were not making any other claims
at all. And you're
asking,
does our show make more money? Our show makes more money on this station than his show makes. That's a fact.
Okay.
Would there be any other little ass-wipe questions you'd like to ask?
I don't think so.
All right, and obviously you weren't able to tell us what the difference was.
And Baba Booey.
If we're so like Howard Stern, when is the last time?
Why are you getting so irritated with me?
Because you're a little punk who's trying to call and be a big man,
right?
Because you're hiding behind your car phone.
And you have no balls because you wouldn't give us your name or even tell us what you do for a living.
Let me give you my home phone number.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I still like your show, though. Don't get me wrong.
And what do you do for a living? You're very afraid to tell us that.
Right. Why do you need to know that?
And I want to know. I'd like, because when we get a call like this, let me tell you something. When I get a call like this,
I am curious about.
Let me answer my question. Answer my question.
Okay.
When we get a call like this, I always like to know what the motivating factor is. What motivates you to call and do this?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're trying to be a big man.
I guess.
That's exactly it, but you're not a big man. You're a small man. You're a small, insignificant piece of crap who doesn't even have the balls to tell us what he does for a living.
Right.
Yeah, we're really not asking for your name or anything. We're just asking what you do. What do you do?
If you stop by the drive-thru, the McDonald's drive-thru station.
Okay. All right. Your time is up on this show.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
But, occasionally a call like that brings certain facts to light, which I do believe we did.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's just upset because I did his mom.
Well, we all did his mom. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but hey, come on, let's not slam his mom. We all know she was A-okay.
And we all did her at the same time. In the face of her butt at one time.
It's a lot of fun.
Hello.
I got a job where I take a lot of phone calls.
Yes, sir.
I ended up hitting the mute button before the call actually came through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing the lady singing that song on the other end.
Hold on. You're hearing a lady
singing that benign...
The prostate song?
Not a lady singing that song. It's a boy.
No, no, no.
It's a little boy.
No, no. What this guy is saying that he answers phone calls.
Right.
And when he answers the calls, he mutes them.
Right.
So he hears what they're saying, and the lady on the phone who thought she was on hold, she was singing the prostate song.
Benign prosthetic hyperplasia?
Yep. And I said, Donna Mike, can I help you?
All right, thank you.
That's a right, good story.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
I'm here to set your mind at ease with your son.
Listen, I appreciate the sentiment, but the more you listeners that call and tell me it's a great experience, frankly, the more worried I get.
When I was 14, we went over in a group, such as your son.
But you notice this didn't stop this guy from calling up. Okay, so when you were 14...
We went with a group of kids, about 30 of us, and as we cruised through Germany, me and a couple buddies of mine... Went over in what's called, like, the Red Door District.
Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye.
House of Dreifarbe.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
If you want the technical name for it.
Hey, man, why are you stealing Oliver North stuff? You guys are just like Oliver North.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver,
okay.
Ollie. You fat bastards wouldn't be on the air.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Benign prosthetic hyperplasia.
Hello.
Sorry, it's catching.
You're on the air.
Don.
Yes.
Buddy, what happened to the fairy godmother? Let her out of her cage already.
Ah, the fairy godmother was someone who used to take care of bad callers a long time ago.
That's an old bit, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Ever forward, huh?
Hey, this is Surf.
Say that again. That was pretty right on.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, that's too bad.
Ran away. And as far as the fairy godmother is concerned, we now have lovely little friends that crawl in from the grass and
right.
take care of our
the
back
crickets, colors. Right, yeah.
Hello. She was B.C. before crickets.
Mm-hmm. And she was firm
but fair.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you ought to be scared. Just think if you were the person taking him over there.
Come again?
I believe this entire discussion of Europe is turning very disturbing.
Okay, we have to do a break anyway, so we talk to Tony Perkins. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, just want to let you know you guys are great, man. You're
right.
You make my ride home.
Thank you.
Like it's no time.
Appreciate it. I appreciate the call.
God bless you.
All right. Goodbye. Everybody else in the world can just kiss our ass.
What the hell's going on here? Geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a god last damn time I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
The Don and Mike Show.
They like 'em cow big, Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Hey. We are fulfilling a 7-year contract at CBS. What are you doing?
having some food, learning about Cuba.
Learning about Cuba.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 How are you?
We're great, thank you.
Welcome. Welcome to our band of idiots.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Oh, come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'd just like to know where you guys broadcast from.
From an asylum, honey.
That's right, an insane asylum.
From a big rubber room.
We actually broadcast from a very large castle. With bars on the windows.
And a moat outside.
Very resembles the Tower of London.
Are you guys in New York?
Yes, we are. We're in Midtown Manhattan.
Why, pray tell, are you so curious about that?
Well, because you guys keep on saying, I know where I'm from Fairfax. You guys keep on saying that, you know, their zip code is 22030, and I was just wondering if you guys broadcast from Fairfax.
No, we just use that as a joke.
Yeah, we use that zip code.
Because Fairfax, Virginia, haven't you heard that was last on the list of cities where anybody would want to live?
No.
Or work? Oh, my God, I couldn't imagine how awful I'd feel if I had to go to Fairfax, Virginia to work every day.
It would really be a nightmare.
There's nothing wrong with Fairfax.
What a hellhole. Oh, no. I wouldn't be caught dead in Fairfax, Virginia. I mean that.
Yeah, when they said we were going to use this fake address as our, our home base, they sent us a postcard of Fairfax, and we just went, yuck, P.U.
Well, there's nothing special, but...
Nothing's better than New York.
We like New York. And we broadcast in the Lower East Side of New York City.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very close to Billy Joel's apartment.
Well, I've never even been up to New York, so I'll take your word for it.
Right next to a deli.
Well, thank you very much.
We're very hot in New York. Mm-hmm. Very hot. We're so popular in New York. And the big joke among all New Yorkers is that we broadcast from Fairfax, Virginia.
We get high fives in the hallway about that. So where does Fairfax, Virginia... You know how David Letterman does the Scottsdale and...
The home office.
The home office. That's the whole concept that we do.
All right, we stole that from him.
But we've never changed it from Fairfax, Virginia.
It always gets a laugh.
It does.
Oh, it gets a hell of a laugh.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I'm glad.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go.
She's a whiny little runt, doesn't she? I said runt.
Hey, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Stedman Graham. I'd like to say, hope you're liking the butt just fine.
That sounds almost like,
Darnell Valentine.
Hi, this is Darnell Valentine.
I'd like to say happy birthday to Grand Mapes.
I love Don and Mike show. Hello. I don't know. Everybody has got their own wacky tapes today that's calling us up.
I'm beginning to see the portrait of our listeners. What they're doing is we have 5 million people that are all doing their own individual show today.
Hello. Through us, these 5 million people have an outlet for their stifled creativity.
Absolutely. This has really replaced the traditional amateur hours that you used to see
in
the 30s.
Come on, everybody. The joke's over. Where's our regular listeners? Okay, is everybody pulling a giant practical joke on us today?
It could be. You know, these are the kind of people that would be late for April Fool's Day.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, Don and Mike. Hello?
Is this me?
Yes, you're on the air.
New York City?
That would fall into another... We've got lots of performers today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jesus Christ.
Next. Hey? Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, wow, that was fast. Hi, my boyfriend's in that band of idiots.
Which band of idiots?
That you were talking about just a few minutes ago. Today's my birthday.
Honey, which band of idiots are you talking about?
One of the band of idiots that called just a few minutes ago.
One of the band of idiots.
Right.
You're confusing me there because you're saying band of idiots, but yet you're saying one of them. So was it, you mean one idiot?
Yeah.
Did your husband call us earlier?
It was my boyfriend, yeah.
Your boyfriend. Your boyfriend. And what would your boyfriend's name be?
It would be Jamie.
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 Jamie, was he doing, was he performing for us today?
He just dropped the ball. He just laughed.
He just laughed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a lucky lady.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Well, today's my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was calling to see if I could get anything special.
What? Get anything special?
Yeah.
We normally don't give away anything special.
Oh, all right. Well.
Okay. Thank you.
A birthday wish?
A birthday wish?
Yeah.
A birthday wish. That... You know, lots of other shows do birthday wishes. We don't do that on this particular show.
I wish you Jungle Rot.
Oh, God. great, thanks.
Topped off by Dingy Fever.
Thank you. Okay, now, everybody, listen, really. You know, the joke's over, okay?
Okay, we're ready now.
Okay.
We're ready now, and that's good, you know, because
come on.
It's been an interesting first hour and a half, and we're ready now for some regular stuff.
Come on, where's the regular callers?
Here we go.
Although, I've got to say,
yes.
On behalf of our regular callers, they're just a notch above the calls we've been making today.
That's right.
But really,
getting to the point in the program where we perhaps need that extra notch.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Me?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hello, Kelly. Well, you know what?
What?
Perhaps, perhaps now the joke is finally over.
Yes, she has said her name, and she is, it sounds like it has potential to be a somewhat normal call.
Yeah, I was cutting the grass, and I decided to stop and call you guys.
Beautiful.
I have a problem. I was hoping that Mike might be able to help me with it.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, man. I'm here to help you.
We live out in the country. We're in Virginia, in Rappahannock County, and we're having a bear problem.
Are you having a fire problem out there also?
Actually, there's a fire burning in...
I'd like to say thank you to the United States Park Service who set a fire that went out of control. They were going to do like a controlled burn,
right.
And they set the woods on fire. Now it's a major forest fire, and I'd just like to say... Salute. Yeah, this is all right. What this is a controlled burn, and we're just, going to regenerate the forest. Wait, the wind's starting to blow.
To Charlie.
Joe, you're only supposed to burn a couple of acres.
Get to go, Charlie.
Joe, you're going to kill lots of people.
Oops, Charlie, that was my fault, as usual.
Well, you know, you guys laugh, but those are the same people that I had to call about my bear.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said you were having a beer problem, and that's why you called Mike.
No, I was wondering.
Why would you call Mike about a bear problem? What does Mike know about bears?
Well, you know, most people know that I'm a lifelong outdoorsman.
He's got all those power tools and chainsaws.
Yes. Oh, that's right. I forgot how
yes,
macho
I do.
He is. I'm sorry.
Let me just slip into my flannel shirt before I answer this question. You have a bear problem?
Well, we've had a bear that keeps coming to visit, and
yes.
He is huge.
Are you leaving any food out on your deck or anything? Or is there any dog food or any food products at all around the house?
Well, yeah, there was, but it's gone now, and he keeps coming back. But the problem that I had was the game.
Do you have a deck? Hold on a second. I'm trying to help you here. Do you have a deck?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a deck?
Yes, I do.
All right, do you have a jar of peanut butter?
Yes, I do.
All right, what I want you to do, and this will make the bear go away, you take peanut butter and you run it all the way along the railing of the deck. Thick. Don't be skimpy. You really thick, run it around the perimeter of the deck.
Okay.
All right, really thick, like an inch thick, all peanut butter, and if you do that, the bear will go away. I know this because I've spent my life in the outdoors.
Okay, well, if I'm confronted, I was always told to lay down and play dead.
No, you don't want to even have that happen. Just get the peanut butter on the deck and go inside and wait for the bear to go away.
Well, you know, I knew you'd be able to help me.
My pleasure.
All right, because he's a mountain man.
I appreciate it.
That's right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Okay.
No more bears for her. I hate the stuff. It scares him. Yep. The scent scares him.
Good advice, Mike.
Thank you very much, Don.
Because you're such an outdoorsman and
that's
all.
That's right. Bear, peanut butter. Knew it right away.
No, that. See, to me, the bear would probably come up and want to eat the peanut butter.
Yeah, well, that's what you would think. But I know that, being a lifelong outdoorsman.
And then after the bear eats the peanut butter, he gets hungry like for man meat.
Right.
They probably crash through the doors and eat her family.
I certainly hope that doesn't happen.
Hello?
He puts one of your boys in the hospital, you put one of his in the morgue. That's the Chicago way. With feta cheese.
All right, there's somebody. Two kind of regular calls in a row. Feeling better about this now.
Moving in the right direction.
Feeling better. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? All right, not feeling so great. That's all right. That's all right. Ebb and flow, baby. Ebb and flow. That's what it's all about.
It's the name of our show, the Ebb and
Flow. I'm Ebb.
And I'm Flo.
Stand by for Paul Z coming up tonight. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Kosovo, when I ditch the Baghdad. Want to send in ground troops to stop that Pelosi bitch? Knock him for a loop because he's just a punk-ass bitch.
It's the name of our show, the Ebb and Flow.
I mean, I don't mind even waste our time, but don't waste our time with bad Bill Clinton parody songs, man.
Please, please.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, okay.
I was wondering if you guys could leave an answer machine message for my wife and I. It's our anniversary today, 4 years. I'm a big, big fan since WAVA.
Sure, be glad to. And what's your name?
Steve.
Steve, and what's your wife's name?
Dawn.
Steve and Dawn?
Yep.
Dawn like Dawn for dishes?
Sure.
Steve and Dawn.
Steve and Dawn. All right.
So I guess I'll put on hold and give you my phone number, if possible.
Why do we need your phone number, sir?
Well, I'm on the line that the answer machine's on.
Can't you record it off the radio? Off the radio?
No, I'm a loser.
How do you propose we do this for you?
Well, if possible, you can call back. I know it's a big showstopper, but I love you guys.
And leave it on your answering machine?
If possible, sir.
And then how would you get it from your answering machine onto your answering machine?
You know, from the, like, for the message part to the...
I think that's how it would end. At least, you know, my wife would really enjoy it. I have no...
Wait, hold on a minute.
I'm nervous.
Noodle this through, though. Let's say we do, on the off chance, call your answering machine, and we do leave you the message. How do you then get it off your answering machine message tape onto the greeting?
I guess I need to be prepared and have a tape by my side.
Yeah, I tell you what, sure. Hold on. Robbie, get this guy's phone number.
Thank you.
Okay. Get this guy's phone number.
That's good. Uh-huh.
I'll leave him a special message.
It's good because he hasn't noodled it through.
No. No, he hasn't.
No, the idea is very nice, but he hasn't given it.
And we generally don't do that. Although we one time worked for a general manager mm-hmm. that really thought we could make $1 million
right.
by doing that for people and charging them $5 each
yeah. uh-huh.
and getting on the radio and announcing it.
Right.
Still on line one.
Still on. Good idea, dude.
Okay. All right. Hang up now. We're going to call you back. Leave you a message.
Thanks, guys. You're the okay. best.
Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Here we go. You know, he really wanted us to do this. That's the way he did everything, too. He figured $5 a pop was the way to do it.
Alan Goodman, that was the general manager that came up with that great idea.
One of those days when he was wearing the red tails and his top hat when he'd come to work.
I really wish we could say the F word on the radio. Then I'd like to say, hey, Steve and Dawn, you know, F you, and really say it. Maybe I'll say it and just delete it out. That'd be a message I'll never forget. Nimrod.
Hi, you've reached 47.
Yeah.
Please leave a message, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, hey, Steve and Dawn.
This is Don and Mike.
Hey, oh, fuck you.
Oh, my God.
There's an answering machine message that you kids will treasure forever.
So put it on your greeting.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Can't wait till he calls back with the thank you.
Well, we're going to call him back. We'll call him back right now and ask him if he got that.
See if he got it. Yeah. See if he got it. That's good. Because he knows it's been delivered now, and we'll just see if he got it. A special anniversary message.
Donna Mike Show.
Did you get the message?
I haven't heard it yet.
Haven't heard it yet?
Well.
But let me go listen to it.
You mean you weren't standing by?
No, I was being a radio guy with my blanket out.
Okay, so you haven't heard it yet?
No, sir.
All right. Go and listen to it. I'll call you back.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Okay, we'll do it right now.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, look, man, you know the chick with the bear?
Yes, the chick with the bear.
You should have handled it like Steve Irwin. You know, maybe go run out and jump up and down, and maybe he'll bite your liver out by a cracky.
Okay, by cracky. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He was amused.
By cracky.
He was totally amused, buddy.
And whatnot, by cracky and whatnot.
By cracky.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, guys.
That's what I think that guy's going to do when he gets done talking to us. He could go by cracky.
By cracky.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yes, we're here.
All right. Hey, I answered a personal ad in the Post. I've got a blind date tonight and a blind date tomorrow night. Got any advice?
Yes, shoot yourself.
Thanks. See ya.
I mean,
See ya. That's very good advice. We're calling the guy back now to see if he answered. You think we've given him enough time?
Yeah. You want advice? You answered a blind ad in the Washington Post?
Right.
Prepare to be anally taken.
Awesome.
What? Hello?
That was awesome. Thank you.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You loved it. So you didn't mind the F-bomb?
Oh, no, definitely.
There you go.
It's
all right.
Money.
All right. Okay. All right, it's money. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Love you, Don.
Love you, sir. Love you.
Can I get a DJ challenge?
No, come on. We just gave you a fabulous answering machine. Come on. Get off our phone.
Don, Harry, I love you.
We've right, given and given and given.
All right, please.
You can be $5 richer now.
For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like Don and Mike to give me my birthday spankings.
How old are you?
19.
Oh, you don't sound it, honey. I got to check your ID.
How?
And your radio would be turned up a little too loud also.
It's off now.
What year were you born?
I'm 19.
What year were you born?
79.
No. Oh, come on. Get everything on your feet, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
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 Are you very, very sick?
Would you identify yourself?
Would you identify yourself? Hello, Major Bill?
I beg your pardon?
Major Bill, I beg your pardon?
I don't know, Don.
I don't know, Don. Okay, bye, Major Bill. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Ted McGrann. I want to say that I'd like to be here, too.
This would be our 11th performance artist.
Enough, that's it. We've done nothing but give for the entire day. And that's it. We're done giving. We will be right back.
Be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market.
Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull it out.
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
I'm so tired.
The Don and Mike Show.
Their comedy is partly shtick. Don and Mike.
I got something medical that I would like to tell you about and maybe show you.
Really?
Would you be up for a... My foot looks so gross right now.
What's that? Your foot problem? Your foot fungus problem?
The toenail fungus.
Oh, it really is. Why has it accelerated?
Because last night...
Because warm weather climate?
No, I think it's getting better.
Okay.
But last night, I went to clip my toenails.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually, you know, I, who likes the subject of feet, getting a little queasy even at the beginning of this.
My big Fred Flintstone feet. I was going to go clip my toenails and... The toenail, the one that had been the most with the fungus stuff,
yes,
on my right big toe,
right.
I noticed that it was like the entire toenail just like hanging by a thread.
Right.
I mean, I'm not talking about just the top of it. I mean where what I did was I just reached out and pulled,
mm-hmm,
and I ended up getting some blood because there was a little skin attached. But
right. You pulled the whole toenail off?
Pulled the whole toenail off.
That happened to me, too.
And then...
What's wrong with you?
Maybe
guys?
This is why my wife didn't want to have sex with me.
Oh, this, maybe.
I smelled it.
Oh!
And I mean, yeah, it was hideous.
That's a gag reflex. So you are now toenailless?
Toenailless.
Does this mean now that you have an outside shot, though, is the next one growing in okay?
No. I don't know.
No, it'll grow back, but it'll be just like the one before it.
Oh, my God. It's the grossest thing ever.
You have the toenail fungus, too?
Same deal.
So you have it on your toe now?
Yes. Did you have a toenail fall off?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Same way it just got, like, all floppy and then all of a sudden just came off?
Yeah, it was kind of loose, like a loose tooth, and then one day it came out with... Is there anything you can do to prevent it, though? Like, when... Since he's starting fresh,
you can take medicine, but the medicine costs like $5,000. I'd rather just have crappy looking toenails.
And it doesn't always work, and it has side effects. So you know, it's just something you live with.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm gonna come around. I've seen it. I'm gonna take your word for it.
I'm gonna come around and take a look.
All right.
Just to see.
Come on.
Just to see. Up. Maybe you can see here. There's just a little bit of blood coming through the toe of my sock.
Oh my God! Just yes, little... there's blood.
Okay.
All right. I want to.
It's gross, man.
Just hold on. Take some skin, some...
Take a look, Mike.
Some dead skin on the surface there.
Oh, I thought you loved feet.
He loves healthy
feet. I thought you loved feet. How gross is that? How gross is that?
That is... It's like a stump. It's like a bloody little stump.
Want to see, Rob?
No, thanks.
Come on, please. Look at my toe.
Oh,
look
that
at
is
it.
Foul.
Look at it.
That is foul.
All right, now Buzz has to come look
so
at it.
So you really tore it out of the socket.
I mean, it didn't take a lot of... Buzz, that looked like yours?
Oh, no, mine wasn't nearly that bloody.
Oh, my God.
All right. Did you put anything on? Why don't you put a Band-Aid on it or something?
Oh, I did last night when it was bleeding and everything,
The sock was clean, though, I'll say that. That's a fresh sock that you had on that foot, and that's just as well. You want to put some alcohol on it or something like that.
It would kill him.
What?
Alcohol would kill him.
It would stink so bad. Peroxide, maybe. Alcohol, you might as well just cut the toe off.
Oh, I believe in alcohol.
Cut the toe off.
I'm not drinking, of course.
No, you drink, you take a shot of it, and then you pour it on whatever open wound you have.
Let me show you how it was.
You big wimp.
I went to clip my toenails.
Yes.
And I looked at my right foot, And the toenail itself, the one that fell off.
Yeah.
See this piece of paper?
Right.
It was like...
It just was flapping. It was
flexible like that.
It was completely dead.
Right. And I thought...
The fungus had killed the toenail.
I thought I could either clip it or I could just, you know, like when you pull it off a Band-Aid.
Has the fungus spread to any other toenails?
No.
Just the toe?
Right.
Well, maybe a little bit on the other ones.
But I think the other ones look relatively good.
All right, I'll take the sock all the way off, you want to say?
No.
That's
no, come
okay.
On.
All
come
right.
On. Come on, rate my face.
Right.
Come here.
All right. Yeah, I got to see this stuff.
Okay, all right. I don't think the other ones look that bad. Oh, come on, my feet don't stink. Come on. See, look at the other ones. Now, how bad are the other ones? Oh, shut up, Rob.
Well, the third toe needs a trim.
I just cut it.
Well, why don't you try going back? You might want to read.
Look how big and chunky the toenail is.
But you should.
I mean, it's like big and stocky. It's thick.
Now the toenail. Those are some mighty ugly feet.
Thank you.
The second toenail looks perfect.
Yeah, it's good. And it used to be. It used to be awful.
The third and fourth toes. I mean, the fourth and fifth. The eighth and ninth toes, the fourth and fifth toes look healthy.
It's the first and the third.
You need to tend to the third toenail and trim it.
Nothing. Mike, it's tended to. That's as good as I can tend it.
That's it.
Like right back.
What?
See, I thought that was just like extra nail.
No.
That's just the fungus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Right. Yes, it is.
It's a curse.
Yes, it is.
And you just have to live with it. That doesn't usually spread.
How you doing? Hey, I bet that helps with your diet. I bet you don't need a thing during today's show.
I won't. I'm not even having any more clementine. That is so that's the other toe that's probably on its way to, you know, dying as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I would think, though, at this stage of the game, when you rip your big toenail off, where you have nothing there, that this would be the time to put, like, a topical treatment on there so that the nail grows back properly.
Well, you know, I don't like going to doctors to begin with, Mike.
What causes? Is it just a...
It's a fungus, and there's really nothing you can do about it.
The doctor, when I did...
Once you get it... Both of you, excuse me, Mr. Burbank and yes. Mr. Geronimo, you're both kind of throwing your arms up in the air saying, there's nothing you can do.
I went to a doctor,
right.
and the doctor said to me, change your socks all the time,
right.
which I do, constantly buy new tennis shoes, because my feet sweat a lot.
Right.
And beyond that, he said, I can give you the medicine. The medicine costs about $5,000.
$5,000
that is
for
not an exaggeration. Right. And he said there's the chance of some sexual problems if you take this.
Well, that's
and it was at that point that I decided it was the combination of the money
and insurance wouldn't cover it, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, no, I don't know if insurance would cover it or not, but it's
the like sexual dysfunction. That's
five
there.
Grand and you know being droopy loopy. Mm-hmm. It's incredible that with that type of problem, which you see like the stuff they sell over the counter. You know, now that I think about it, in the chronological order of events, the things that happened last night, maybe that's why my wife turned me down because. I had been pulling
because, during sex, that toe, you know, at one point would brush up against some part of her body.
I had pulled the toenail off,
uh-huh.
and when I pulled it off, first of all, the odor that came out from there, it was overpowering.
I'm familiar with that.
And I brought it up to my nose. And then...
I'm actually losing my foot fetish right
about
now.
About 5 minutes later, I said to her, how would you like to shut the door? And then she said, why don't you just go on the computer? So maybe it was toe-related now that I think about it.
Other foot fine, though? No problems with the other foot?
Other foot's beautiful. The other...
Perfect?
The other foot looks like the three good toes on my right foot.
That's good.
It's just the two bad ones.
Whoa. Yeah, and I actually thought you needed to trim the nail more, but that's not true. It was cut right back to the toe, but it actually was just yellow.
It gets
from the fungus.
Thick and yellow.
Right.
Nothing.
I really feel like I'm going to barf. I really feel all queasy. I feel like I just got off of one of those rides that goes sideways.
That's not that bad.
Mm.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz.
It's just a toenail.
Thank you, Buzz.
Bad piece of fish
keep it in your sock and nobody sees it.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I love you guys.
Love you.
I have to tell you that first.
Love you.
Okay, here's your solution. My brother told me this a couple months ago.
What?
He said, this sounds stupid, if you pee on your foot in the shower every day.
Honey, it doesn't work. I've peed on my feet. I heard that since, I think Madonna originally said that
it kills fungus.
Cure athlete's foot, pee on your feet in the shower.
It's the athlete's foot. Athlete's foot different than toe fungus.
Oh.
Toenail fungus.
Toenail fungus is embedded in the toenail, and you can't get inside that to get to it.
What about like scrubbing with a wire brush?
Mike, I scrub.
Really?
Listen.
You would like really actually wash your feet?
I am highly embarrassed of those toes.
Right.
Highly embarrassed. And like when we were on vacation, you know, like when I went down to the hot tub, when I was in the hot tub with Michael J. Fox and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like,
who now is experiencing not only his Parkinson's, but he's itching all over after being in that tub.
When I would get out of the hot tub, I would make sure that no one could see my foot. I would immediately go to the slipper.
Right.
You know, I don't want anybody to see that. Just you guys, just my good friends.
It's pretty intense right there.
Yes, sir.
Then you've done the vinegar thing, too?
Yes. Buzz gave me that one, and that didn't work. I actually soaked my toe in a shot glass of vinegar.
Soaking doesn't help?
No.
Creams just... And who has the time to soak?
Ass don't smell.
Your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly.
Buzz, is your toenail still in a state of fungitude?
It is. I have one.
Oh, come on now. Let's see. Come on. Come on. Let's compare.
I don't think it's that bad.
Come into the main studio.
Let me just look at it first. Okay, here we go.
Mine's a little more gray than yellow.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Mike? This will be good for me, cathartic for me.
I understand, because you'll know you're not alone in this.
All right, let me see it, Buzz. Bring it over. Let me see.
That's the thick one. Thick and gray.
I think mine's a little healthier looking, frankly.
All right, Buzz.
Take a look, Mike. Take a look. It's this big toe. Take a look.
Oh, God. It's like a little white, chalky thing.
I think I win that beauty pageant. I really think I do win that.
Well, you win the beauty pageant because yours is no longer.
Right.
Yours no longer exists. You do. That is a nasty, gnarly toenail.
Why, thank you.
My God. And nothing modern medicine outside of $5,000 and no sexual function.
Civil War surgeon.
We can put a man on the moon, but we can't cure toenail
that
fungus.
That is amazing.
All right. Listen, thank you.
Well, I love you guys.
Thank you. Love you.
Mm.
Love you, but do you love my feet?
I can overlook that.
Hey, that's good.
Right.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
And that's one of the main reasons, to be honest with you. Like, when I do have juicy relations with my wife,
yes,
that's one of the main reasons I wear socks.
Well, I can understand that.
I mean, because that's a huge turnoff.
That must be very frustrating.
Not black socks, hopefully.
And imagine going to the beach. You know what I have to do every summer we go to the beach?
Uh-huh.
I always have to do that thing when I'm sitting in the beach chair where I always have to put a pile of sand over my right foot.
Or the other foot.
So, yeah, so that I can appear to be
like,
nonchalant.
You know,
or maybe you could just put a Band-Aid on that toe.
Well.
Or in the other toe. Like, you have two Band-Aids walking along. Or you wear those, what are the kind of things that the surfers wear? The little rubber shoes that you have?
I've got some of those shoes, yeah.
Yeah, that covers it a little.
Those queer shoes. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Is this me?
Yes.
Hey, Dynamite, I was calling about the breast reduction surgery.
Oh, listen, it's right now it's just a concept, sir. It's got to be run by the lawyers and everything.
Right. I understand that, but I was just saying, if you guys do go ahead and do it, I'll be first in line.
How much do you weigh, sir?
I weigh 320.
Ooh, there you go.
How big are your boobs? What size?
I'm saying they're pushing about a C cup.
A C cup. How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
6'1".
Mm-hmm. All right. On the fruits and vegetables scale, what fruit or vegetable is the size of your boobs?
Very large orange.
A very large orange.
Yeah, you'd be a candidate, absolutely.
All right, well, stay tuned.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you later. Bye. Has to wear the stretch sport coats.
Bye-bye. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. This morning on Kathy Lee and Regis, she said that she likes to not wear bras sometimes.
Really? She did.
Wow. Regis brought up the subject of the Victoria's Secret thing last night, and he said to her, "Do you ever wear that stuff?" And she opened her shirt and looked down and said, "Sometimes I don't like to wear them at all."
Baby.
Really?
Baby.
She knows what she's got. You've always said that. She's aware of her trophies.
Yeah, and she's, admit it, she's got a nice set of milkshake machines.
She's got a nice set if they're properly harnessed. If they're not, you know, you're dealing with her in a T-shirt without a brassiere. You're looking at her breasts, and they are down near her navel.
Baby. Still, I'd like to take a peek. Hello, Don and my
show. Bunch of coins in a gym sock.
Hello. Imagine my toe and her breasts. Oh, baby.
Boy, I tell you, that's a whole spread in the back of Penthouse magazine.
Baby. Pretty fly for a white guy. I'm so sick of that song, but I can't get it out of my head. Baby. And they're still playing that video on MTV all the time. I was telling Mike before the show today.
Right.
Last night when I was watching MTV, I mainly watch it now. To put pins in the voodoo doll of Carson,
right.
The guy who's the boyfriend of Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Luckiest man in America.
And he was doing his show last night. He does the show, the Live Request Show.
Right.
And Mel Gibson, is on this show. Okay, the great actor Mel Gibson.
Very odd that he would be on that show.
Well, I finally noodled it through that his new movie, Payback,
mm-hmm.
it must really, really suck.
Yeah, they're saying he got to really super sell this. That's what they do usually. They send him out early and they send him out often.
Because Mel Gibson, you know, the great Mel Gibson,
right.
a great actor. I mean, mm-hmm. no doubt about it. This mm-hmm. guy's good.
Major star, Academy Award winner.
He was reduced to this. Here's the repartee. Carson, the MTV VJ, says, okay, Mel's got the new movie Payback opening on Friday. Mel, we're up to video number 6 in the countdown. And then Mel has to look at the camera, and he goes, video number 6 is by NSYNC, Tearing Up My Heart. Here it is.
Oh, God.
You know, and it's like, hey, that's the meaning for it. It's a movie star to do that.
Definitely beneath him. He shouldn't be doing that. No matter how stinker the movie is, he doesn't need to go out and do that.
It's incredible. He should fire his agent.
You know, he might be one of, you know, Mel Gibson's one of those guys that produces and stuff, so maybe he's got a lot of his own money involved in the movie, so
yeah,
that's
maybe
why
so.
He's going out and hawking it like
maybe
that.
Maybe so, but oh, my God. On with Carson.
Carson ain't
here. Mel has got some wild videos.
Hi, great one.
Mel, why don't you share with us the next video?
Oh, great one. I will bite your diseased toenail, great one.
Yes, bite it clean off. The nail is hanging by a thread. Oh, the blood.
Hi-oh.
Hi-oh.
I'll be over here if you need me.
Thanks, Ed. Hello.
Dynamite.
Yes, Dynamite Show.
Yes, I was wondering if your toenail falls off, can I have it?
Oh. Yeah, what'd you do with it? You know what? Maybe I'll bring it in tomorrow because it should still be in the. It's in two pieces now.
Oh, right.
I ripped it in half. I think it's still in the trash can or our bathroom at home. I'll remember. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
I'm glad you said that. I was waiting for you. You know, I'll bring it in tomorrow. It's still on the kitchen table. You know, your wife's on it though. It's next to my breakfast bowl.
I'm bad. I'm not that bad. All right. Thank you.
Berkeley Springs Volunteer Fire Department wants you to join them at their annual open house. Learn about smoke detectors, escape plans, fire extinguishers, and many other ways to help prevent fire in your home. Fire is an equal opportunity destroyer. Don't let it visit you. This message brought to you by the Berkeley Springs Volunteer Fire Department and WCST, in touch with the community.
Virginia, and Harry Lee Summer with I Wish I Had a Girl. From A to Z, we play them all. That's why we can't stop rocking. From the crypt of hell, here's NXS on WCSC. Devil Inside.
The Don and Mike Show.
The cure for love cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Turn down your radio there, baby.
It's down.
Right on.
Am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, hey.
Hey.
I got a beef with you. Well, no, I got a couple things I want to ask you about.
Okay.
Well, after that start, you can say just about anything you want.
Okay, great. first of all, do any black people listen to your show?
Come on, not if I can help it.
Not if you can help it.
Well, of course they do. Come on, what do you mean? What kind of stupid question is that?
Is Dennis black?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Dennis is
okay,
black.
Okay, he does sound black, but...
So is Tom Gavin.
You've never seen Dennis on the cover of Ebony magazine?
No.
You know, who's the number one stand-in for Denzel in his movies?
Mm-hmm.
Denzel Murphy.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay,
and Rudy Marsky. Rudy Marsky also.
Rudy is black?
Yep. No, yeah. So is Rob A.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my friend here who's driving is black, and I use her to get through to your screener.
People are so hung up on color, aren't they?
I have another question for you.
What?
Did you realize that you...
Wait a minute, what do you mean you use your friend to get to our screener?
Well, I use my black friend. I tried three times to call.
Oh, please, come on, you're ridiculous. If you were hung up on by our screener, it's probably because you're just talking like a lunatic.
No, she didn't hang up on me. She just didn't like my topics.
Hmm. What were your topics?
Well, I was listening to you guys on Thursday, right, with the whole Jack Diamond, that geek.
Yeah, that's something we've moved past, and that would be
okay.
One of the reasons she didn't want to talk about that.
Okay, but did you realize, or did you use the F word?
No.
On the radio?
No.
No.
I swear to you, I thought I heard the F word.
Oh, see, you're a problem. I can tell why Christine cut you loose a couple of times.
No, I swear to you, I'm a big fan. And
sounds like it.
Could have sworn that I heard that.
No.
And then I thought I had one more question for you.
Yeah, now you've forgotten what it was.
No, I have, because I'm under pressure and I'm on the air. And it's freaking me out.
Doesn't sound like it's freaking you out. It sounds like you do it a lot.
No, I swear to you, this is the first time I've ever called into any radio station.
Well, no, you just contradicted yourself because you said you called Christine on a couple of occasions.
Well, no.
So that would be a lie, wouldn't it?
No, I tried three times today, and I finally got through.
Three times today, yes. So you don't call on a regular basis, right?
I swear to you.
Okay, what's your other question?
What was my third question, Heather?
So you're not even Heather.
Oh, no, I was just using
it. It says on the screen, Heather from D.C. She's black and doesn't hear many black people calling.
That's how I got through.
Now, what is your real name?
Oh, my real name is Michelle.
Put Heather on the phone.
Okay, hold on.
Let's find out if her real name's Michelle.
Hello?
Hey, what's her real name?
My name is Heather. That's Michelle.
That's Michelle.
Yeah, I'm the black person. I really want to know if any black people listen to your station.
Oh, Christ, why are you so hung up on color? Yes.
No,
listen, black people listen, white people listen, yellow people listen.
I'm not hung up on color, but Michelle was listening, and I was just, all the callers that called in, I didn't hear anybody that sounded like...
How do you know? Are you so good? Listen, I want to tell you something.
You know, I'd like to point out that we had Jamal Anderson call this show just a few moments ago. Yes, we did.
I want to tell you something. I'm an expert when it comes to telling people's race through their phone calls. And I will tell you that on today's show, we've had absolutely no black people call us.
No, I don't know black, do I?
This show is for all people, all Americans.
Talk a little bit more and I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, what do you want to know?
Talk a little bit more and I'll tell you if you sound black.
Talk.
No, that's not the way to. We want you to talk. Really say something.
No, yeah.
Talk about Michelle. Talk about your friend Michelle.
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, talk about my friend Michelle. She loves your show. She listens to it every day.
Is she a little overbearing?
No, she's fine.
No, she's fine. Come on, you're not telling the truth.
No, I am. She's cool. I like her.
She can be a bit of a pain, though, sometimes, can't she?
Yeah, she can be a bit of a pain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't discern what color you are from no. your vocal qualities.
No.
No. Yeah, that's why I think she's lying.
No.
Hey, yeah. Right. Yeah, Whitey.
Yeah, Whitey. No.
So who is the celebrity you most resemble, Heather?
Shirley Hemphill?
No, I have real short hair, kind of like Jada Pinkett, real short hair like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you look like Jada Pinkett.
No, I don't look like her. I have short hair like that.
Mm-hmm. So did Esther Roll. I just like to point out, Esther Roll had very short hair also. I'd like to point that out.
You're right about that.
No,
if
I look like Halle Berry, I'd be modeling. Or Jada Pinkett. But I mean, I resemble between those two.
Between Jada Pinkett and who?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Oh,
it's not as pretty as them, but I mean, it's...
B.S.
If you looked at me closely, you'd
I bet
say,
you look like Queen Latifah, honey. Big ol' ass.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, see, okay, a little more like Queen Latifah, a little less like Jada Pinkett, huh?
Yeah, like Queen Latifah, that's it.
Right.
Well, what do you guys look like?
I look like Denzel.
You look like Denzel Washington?
And I look a little bit, people have said often that I'm almost a dead ringer for Richard Roundtree.
I get Chris Rock a lot.
Chris Rock?
And Rob A. looks like O.J. Simpson.
No, let's be honest. Good. Rob gets George Kirby. Quite a bit.
All right, listen, do you girls want anything? Or I'm going to move on to another call.
No, well, thank you for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Jesus, what a mixed up world.
It is indeed.
So everybody's so stuck on color.
Mm-hmm. That's
Hello.
Right.
Don and Mike's show. Hell, I love it when brothers call the show. I really do.
And we
really
get
do.
Lots of calls from brothers on there. We have said it. We will say it again. Equal opportunity offender.
Yeah. Yellows. I love it when you yellow people call us.
Mm-hmm.
Blacks. Love when you blacks call us.
I think we could get
I love it when the mixtures call us.
I think we can get a few more calls from Indians. And I'm not talking about Indians out west. I'm talking about Indians like Dot on the Forehead.
Dot heads, right.
Sure.
Like Abu.
I love it when we get calls from Indians.
Most of them drive cabs, Mike.
That's true, Don. Absolutely. I know that for a fact. I read the manual.
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I'm calling because I'm interested in getting married naked.
Are you really? What town are you calling from?
I'm calling from Owings Mills, Maryland.
All right, now what we require for anyone that's serious about this, and you really, what you got to do is like get all the people together so we can talk to everybody at once. It would have to be you and your wife to be, and a best man and a maid of honor.
Okay, well, I got the best man as my roommate, and he's here with me. I just called my fiance at work. We can call her right now on three-way if you want.
No, see, that would involve us talking her into it. That's your job.
No, I already talked to her about it.
Well, then, for you and everybody else that's interested in this, what you're really going to have to do, you're going to have to help us out a little bit, is get everybody together.
Right.
You're going to have to do the conference calling to get the girlfriend, the best man, the maid of honor, and anybody else online.
And then we're going to do it by who has the most bodies.
Okay.
Okay?
Unfortunately, not the best bodies, the most bodies.
So thank you.
I have to call back.
Yeah, right.
Right.
All right. Well, just
like, sorry to inconvenience you.
No, that's no big deal.
All right. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. I'll tell you right now, this guy right here, he's Chinese.
There you go. It's incredible how you can do that just over the phone.
I'm excellent like that, Mike. Oh, no, I take it back. This guy's a... one of those Orthodox Jews.
A Hasid.
A Hasid.
Like on The Sopranos.
Right.
Hey, check it out. For them two in the car.
Yeah.
Got my fried chicken, got some collard greens cooking, got watermelon for dessert, and some Kool-Aid laid on.
All right, goodbye now.
There you go.
Goodbye.
The melting pot that is America.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hello. That was great last night on The Sopranos. They had, there was like this Jewish mafia.
And they got run out of business because I guess the DA's office put them out of business.
And there was this guy, that was like a tough guy. He was one of those guys with the big long, bushy
dreadlocks kind of thing.
Yeah, right. And like the Sopranos, they went over there to try to rough him up to give him part of the hotel business. And this guy was tough as nails
because he had total faith, and he's like, "Yeah, kill me, I don't care. Go ahead, kill me. I know exactly what's going to happen."
They were beating the crap out of him, Finally, they call up Tony Soprano and they say, "Listen, they gave him a compliment. They said if we don't kill this guy, we should hire him to join our gang. This guy's so great.
He wasn't like anybody that ever tried to extort."
So then Tony Soprano had to call up his boss, and his boss said, "Hey, why don't you threaten to cut his nuts off?
That's right.
And then Tony Soprano said, ah, you're a genius. And he yelled upstairs, give me the bolt cutters.
He goes upstairs and the guy came around. Isn't that incredible?
Amazing how that works.
What a fantastic show that is.
That is the best written show on television.
The Sopranos. And you know what I read about that show? That show was originally offered to the Fox Network.
And they turned it down.
Yeah, and you would think the Fox Network so desperate for any kind of original programming.
You know, a show like that, though, I just don't think... there's so many shows now that I just don't think would work on regular network TV, but on HBO, it's fantastic.
Oh, because you get the language.
You do, and you get the reality of it. It just adds a little credibility to it.
And, of course, last night, you know, and I've got Frida to watch the show with me. That's another thing we have in common. That
there you go,
The
Sopranos.
That's right.
Six things we have in common.
Mm-hmm. My wife likes the show, too. And women can like this show. It's not just a guy's show.
Frida liked it until the fake nurse came into his hotel room.
Oh, really?
Or rather, into his hospital room. And when
she didn't like that.
Well, right away she said, boy, are there teas in this show every week?
One can only hope. Well, see, the thing is, I think Tony Soprano is, you know, one of his fronts is a strip joint. And that once again, I think he said that it was one of the strippers.
He has access to the girls.
Part of the story.
One of his friends has cancer. He was in the hospital.
And Tony brought a nurse in there.
Brought a stripper in, and she, leaned over him and said, oh, let me see... Let me check your IV fluid. And then she leaned over and,
bingo.
Her shirt fell over.
Her bosoms fell out.
It's the same thing we did to Buzz when he was in the hospital. Wasn't that great, Buzz?
Thank you, guys. Really.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah. I'd like to see about getting married naked on your show.
Okay, did you hear what I just told the last guy?
Yeah, and I can get them all. We got four people that want to do it.
Now, we're not talking about just your feet.
No.
Yeah, and forever
top to bottom.
Whoever the couple is that's selected, really, I don't know what we're going to have to do to make sure that we don't get a last-minute turn down.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have sign some kind of contract or something.
So we can guarantee, because, you know, cold feet and cold everything else. You don't want to get cold butt.
Right, and you don't want to... Listen, TV's Lou Ferrigno is going to be here.
We don't want to disappoint TV's incredible home.
Exactly. In case you haven't heard, that's the big announcement today, that yes, on Friday, February 12th, two people will be getting married naked on our show, and the special guest preacher for that day is TV's Incredible Hulk, TV's Lou Ferrigno.
Well, he's not going to be naked, is he?
No, he will not be naked.
No. I don't want to be put to shame right on my wedding day.
Well, I wish we could talk him into putting all the green makeup on, though, and coming in as the Hulk.
No, he's moved past that.
One of the couples that I've talked into coming up there, they're already married, but they want to know if they could renew their vows, and they'll get naked, too.
No, listen, you can only have other people get involved, either if they wanted to watch the ceremony.
They'll watch. They said they'll watch naked. That's fine.
But you'd also need to get a best man and a maid of honor.
Got them.
Where are you calling us from, the Smoky Mountains?
Mobile, Alabama.
Alabama, all right.
No surprise. Oh, you can't be related to any of these people.
No.
All right. No.
All right. You don't hear that real naked when people say that. Sounds authentic.
N-E-K-K-E-D.
Naked. We'll get married naked.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Joe from Baltimore.
Hey, Joe.
This is Black Joe from Baltimore, who's been listening to you guys ever since you first came to JFK for the Bozo.
Hey, Mike and Buzz.
Yeah.
Robbie. Hey, it's Black Joe on the phone.
Hey, Black Joe. I was calling thank you. I was calling in response to the two Yentas who called you.
You didn't like those Yentas? You didn't like Heather and Michelle?
No, you know they rack up hundreds of dollars a month in telephone dating phone bills.
Oh. Yeah, that's right, Black Joe.
They can tell where the couple
sounds like
left
something
right.
Out like a Mark Twain book.
And then Black Joe said, Huck,
go paint the fence and then we're going to hop out on the river.
No, but you just got to wonder about people like that who call the show. I mean, why are they even allowed to listen?
Everything was worked out once Black Joe got involved.
Listen, I want to tell you something, Black Joe. You're the best black in town.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're from Baltimore, right?
Absolutely.
Right, okay, thank you.
Do I sound black?
No, you don't, Black Joe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do kind of.
Hey, can you do the Baltimore accent, Joe?
What do you mean, hon?
No, see, that's not good.
No, see, I'm a native of North Carolina, but I was born and I was raised here, so I'm technically a Baltimore.
And I think to get that Baltimore accent proper, you have to have a little white trash in you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
This is Kevin from Sacramento.
Hi, Kevin.
Sopranos. Awesome show.
Great show, isn't it?
Excellent. Hey, and you guys turned me on to it. But anyway, a couple weeks ago on one of the repeats, they're listening to the radio or watching the TV, and the guy on the radio says, "Traffic and weather together," like in a total DJ voice, like you guys always do.
Oh, you know, that's excuse me, that's nothing original. That's That's something that's going along with every news radio station in America. In every city, there's one station that does like news and weather together on the sixes or the sevens or the eights or the nine. It's just a total.
I know what you're saying, but
so everything in radio is exactly the same from town to town to town.
It sounded like they stole it from me. I mean, it was just traffic and weather together, and da 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 da.
Thanks for giving us the props on that.
All righty, later.
We're just making fun of them. And that is my buddy, a program director, man, I'm all excited about that. You know, they had it in Detroit. We took it to Minnesota, and we're very excited about it. We now have the traffic weather on the 8th. And I was just kind of sitting there going, yeah.
The concept.
Yeah, good. Congratulations.
That's a big concept.
Yeah. Like, way to go. Boy, all right, you've evolved.
Hello, it's Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, it is Black Billy. How y'all doing?
Oh, come on. This is a white guy.
You knock it off.
It is a white guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you noticed this on The Sopranos last night. And just like you, I'm a big Goodfellas and Sopranos fan. The older Jewish guy.
Oh, well, let me stop you right there.
And you know who it was, don't you?
You know what? I didn't, but before the show today, Mike O'Mara gave me the same quiz in the office.
That's right.
And I was so transfixed on everything else in that show.
That's right.
I didn't even notice it.
I knew it immediately when he came walking up, because I'm kind of looking out for. There are a lot of those cast members that are involved in this, and it was. Well, go ahead. You tell everybody who it was.
It was one of my top three characters, I think, from Goodfellas.
Yeah,
Maury.
Maury. That's right.
And at first, you know,
is it Maury or Murray?
I think it's Maury. Okay. I'm almost positive it's Maury.
Mike said to me,
Mike
said, "Do you know who the old Jewish guy was?"
And but he was great. He's such a great actor. You almost couldn't tell.
I said, "No, I have no idea." And he said, "It's from your favorite movie." And I said, "Goodfellas?" And like that, wasn't even thinking about it.
The
man.
Guy that gets the ice pick in the head.
Yeah.
But even funnier, of course, is when De Niro's choking him with the phone cord and the wig's falling in his face.
I know. I tell you, they got a lot of those cast members. That doesn't hurt that show at all.
I think it might be Maury. I think it's Maury, not Murray.
Okay, Maury.
Now, just to make sure we're talking about the same guy, we're talking about the guy
who gets it, who gets the ice pick in the back of the head.
The guy who, like, talked about the big robbery and
the guy,
wife, the code and everything.
The guy that does the hair commercials,
right,
too.
Yeah.
You know, he owns the hair business.
Hello.
I thought it was Murray.
Mm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, my name is Tom, and I'm calling from Warrenton.
Yes, Tom.
Yeah, I actually want to talk to Mike about his dog, because I know where he takes his dog to the vet. And I used to work there, and I've heard some things about it that I think he should be aware of.
Like what?
Well, like one of the employees got fired for beating animals, and...
I don't want to, like, get anybody in trouble.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Thank God.
Hello.
My dog's done real well when he's come back from that vet.
Maybe that's
real,
why.
Real well.
Maybe that's why.
Kennel employees, Jack. I'll make a few phone calls on my own on that one.
Hello, Don,
on
my show.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
I was just calling to let you guys know that on Goodfellas, his character's name is Maury.
Maury,
okay, right. Maury.
It's short for Morris. His wife calls him Morris in the movie.
Morris, right. Where's Morris? He's been out all night when he goes over to Ray Liotta's house.
Listen, where's my money? Listen, where's my cut of this? We did that job that was my idea. Where's my money?
You go talk to him. You go talk to Jimmy. Go talk to Jimmy, Maury.
Goodfellas. That's one great friggin' movie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, cruel world. We'll come right back.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Richard. I'm calling from Staten Island.
Okay, Richard. Your contribution?
My contribution was I was hoping to get on with a couple of people because I had an opinion question I wanted to pose that I thought maybe a couple of people could interact with.
Okay, Richard, hold on right there.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guys, Richard, you go ahead and let's see what happens.
Okay. Can everybody else hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, great. My question is how everybody would feel about the Don and Mike show returning to New York airwaves.
All right, here we go.
And how would you feel about that?
Now, wait a minute. No, I want to find the pig. I want to find the pig that's burping.
The pig gave birth to you, duh.
Okay, now, Mr. Pig, if you could just stop burping long enough to have some discourse here.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a question or two.
Okay.
Richard, what is the significance of coming on a radio show with lots of people listening, parading yourself as a person with a reasonable level of intelligence, and then burping into the telephone?
You just answered the question. In your question of what's the significance of parading myself in front of tens of people that are listening to your show,
Go ahead.
Well, that's the reason. I am an idiot that likes to draw attention to himself.
Okay.
Well, Richard, I want to thank you for your honesty.
All right.
I really want to thank Richard for having the intestinal fortitude to stay and answer the question. I really mean that.
The Don and Mike Show.
They wear a lot of hats while they sit on the fence making a commitment. Don and Mike.
And I smell Ben Gay. Hey. Hey, James Gardner.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. I've heard the word. Okay.
Yeah, that-
time. Why is the necessity using that kind of poor language? I'm just trying to be real with you. Why are you doing that? Is it really necessary to talk blue all the time? I don't think you're... I think you're a funny man, but I don't think you have to. I'm going to have a good time.
I'd like to point out that you, James Garner, Jim Rockford, you've said masturbation three times already.
Yes, myself. I like my comedy clean and my rice dirty. How are you? It's good to see you. How are you?
Man, you're old.
Ah, yeah. Well, I've been at it a while. I've been, you know, I drive 10 miles below the posted speed limit, and I'm always behind the wheel of a brown Camaro.
It's a Firebird, actually.
Well, it's a Camaro for me. That's all I care about. I didn't pay attention when I was watching the Rockford Files. Sorry about that, and how are you?
So you drive 10 miles below the speed limit.
Of course.
Why is that?
Well, because it's a safe thing to do. I don't want to be out there endangering people all the time, trying to drive people off the road. What's the big hurry? Why is everybody in such a damn hurry everywhere they're going? I don't understand that. You know, damn, it doesn't matter.
I want to tell you something.
I use the same hair tonic I've always used. It's Brill Cream, and I just use a penny's worth right in the palm. Right there in the palm. Okay?
I kicked your ass.
Hey, no, you couldn't.
And I'm wearing the boots.
Listen, you're about to get your ass kicked across the state line, and I'm wearing the boots that are going to do it. If you understand where we're coming from, you're a smart guy and understand you're funny, but we all have to set little restrictions, and there's certain things that push my hot button. I've been doing it a long time.
Hey, tell me something. You won't find a bigger fan of the Rockford Files than me, and
I appreciate you supporting the Rockford Files.
I hate to start this on the wrong note, so tell me, what sets you off? What are these right-wing guys?
Let me take my glasses off. Okay. I'm just going to put them down here, and we'll talk mano y mano, and you'll understand. I don't want a lot of fussing around with all this movie star crap. There's no need for that.
Well, you're not a movie star.
Well, I'm a TV star. It's just the same thing. I've had a fairly decent movie career, but if you want to go that route, that's fine. We can do that, too. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me at all.
I used to be a TV star.
I'll answer any questions you have. If you want to be pugnacious, if you want to get into a dookie thing, that's fine. It doesn't matter to me.
Dookie.
At all. Now listen, I'm telling you one thing flat out straight. I just like things the way I like them. I've been doing it for 40 years, and there's certain things that I'm in a habit of doing, and there's certain things that I like. If you want to push my buttons,
like what?
Time, we can
tell me what gets you going so I make sure I don't do those
things. Well, what I don't like is hearing the
fourth
way.
Time you've said it. Oh, now.
I said it simply to make a point. I think I've made my point, and then we can move. When I get my jerk on, I always wait till Mother's in the root cellar. That's what I do. I make sure that she's in the root cellar, and that's when I do it, okay? I don't fool around with Italian food because it's too greasy, and it gives me death farts. All right?
Wow.
You want to know some more about me, Charlie?
Yes,
you just go ahead and ask away. I'm standing here to answer any questions you might have. That's why I'm here, because I'm the star, and you're the interviewer, and you go right ahead and just tell me, all right?
Your politics. You got to be one of these right-wingers, right?
Well, I like my conservative politics. I think it's important. You know, I just don't understand why people have to mess around with all these things. It's really silly. You know, it's really silly to worry about liberals and trees and all that kind of stuff. You know, I like my politics straightforward. I like a plain talking man like Harry Truman. That's who I like.
Now, you were around when Harry Truman
I certainly was. Voted for him. Yes, I did. Voted for Harry Truman. He was a good guy.
What was Abraham Lincoln like?
He's a fine man. He's a fine, upstanding citizen. Now, come on now. I wasn't around when he was there. I did some movies around that time, you know, when I did westerns and stuff like that.
You ever get your jerk on the set of Maverick?
I got my jerk on when I was a younger man a lot more than I do today.
He used the Viagra?
Yeah, I don't use Viagra. I don't think it's necessary. I think it's an unnecessary product. Why do they have to have all these newfangled things? All these things. You have the blue pills. Take that. You know, it's ridiculous. What the hell is this?
What is this? set off the Viagra alarm.
I didn't ask for any music.
Well, when you...
What the hell are we doing? What is this, some kind of stupid musical accompaniment? What's wrong with you?
When you say the word Viagra, you set off the alarm.
What are you, some kind of cult? What the hell's going on with you? I just came in here, and we were talking about Viagra. Said I didn't think it's real necessary, and you all of a sudden start humming a tune.
Shut up. You set off the alarm. It's an automatic alarm. You say the word.
Set off the alarm. We're not in some kind of dog pound, for God's sake. What are we doing here?
You say the word, and these guys sing the song.
Who are these guys? Anyway, they sound like fairies is what they sound like. A bunch of fairies is what they are.
Oh, you a homophobe?
I'm not a homophobe. I believe in live and let live, you know? Let me just say to all my fans, anybody that likes the Rockford Files, if you see me in an airport, you come up to me, you talk to me, that's fine. But I'd rather be left alone. If you want to say to me that you like my work in cinema and also TV, just leave me be. Let me just sit there, read my magazine.
What if
I get on my plane?
What if a gay man comes up to you and says he's a big fan of the Rockford Files?
First of all, if he's a gay man, what do you think? He's going to walk up wearing a sign or something like that and say, hey, Jim Rockford, I'm gay, I like you? No, of course not. That's not going to happen. Besides, we don't have a gay audience for the Rockford Files.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, hell, we don't.
Oh, sure you do.
Well, next thing you're going to say, the guy washing my trailer is gay. Is that what you're going to say? The guy wearing the bandana, I forgot what
you mean, Angel?
Angel, yeah. He's a fine actor. Fine actor, good guy.
The hell, who's he? That's Rob Spiewak. He's probably, out of all of us, he's probably your biggest fan.
Yeah. He's my biggest fan?
Biggest fan.
Well, hi, son.
Hi, Jim.
How are you?
I'm real good. I love your
work. It's nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you were great in
appreciate it. That's good. Thank you. Yeah, that was a nice picture.
You've done some crappy movies, man.
Yeah, 3 weeks' work. We took care of it. Thank you.
What? You've done some crappy movies.
Crappy movies? Well, you do. You know, can I tell you something about the Hollywood machine?
Yeah.
I've sued them a bunch of times. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, that's a fact that you sued movie studios over and over again.
I'm going to take my glasses off one more time, okay? All right, we'll talk about the Hollywood machine. I've done a few lawsuits. You know, you gotta get what you get. That's basically the way. What were you talking about?
Your lawsuits against Hollywood.
How's that?
When's the last time you had a solid bowel movement?
Oh.
I have a solid bowel movement every night.
Really?
Every night about 4:30 in the morning. That's also when I piddle. Every single night, about 4:30 in the morning. I have solid bowel movements, does it all the time. I never wear short pants, though. They make me look sissy. Besides, nobody wants to see my blue legs.
Your legs are blue?
Yeah, my legs are blue.
Why that? Lack of circulation?
I just think it's an age thing. It's not my best feature. I'll tell you right now, my face looks fairly good for a guy that's only having had a lot of work done. I don't want to mess with that. I don't want to mess with all those things, you know, plastic surgeons and stuff. But my legs are turning blue, bright blue, royal blue.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of veins in there, and they're doing weird things, and now that I got old, I just don't want people to see them. And I never like short pants anyway. I mean, they really do make me look like kind of a sissy. And when I have to pass gas, I do. No sense putting on airs when you got a bubble in your colon. That's the way I look at it.
But yours just stink to holy hell.
You're just surrounded by these fellas over here, aren't you?
That's Buzz.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mr. Rock.
His real name is Michael Elston.
Well, now, why has he got a different name?
Well, lots of us use fake names.
Well,
I use a fake name.
Mine probably was fake somewhere along the line, but I forgot what it was.
My name is fake. Buzz's name is fake.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to tell you all about my life, if I could.
Oh, sure.
All right?
The life of Jim Rockford.
Okay. Now, I told you when I get my jerk on, I always wait till mother's in the root cellar, and I don't fool around with Italian food. And when I pull the big hairs out of my ears, I use my fingers. Nothing else, because tweezers are for fairies. Now, when the doctor's... When the doctor checks my prostate, I want him wearing leather gloves, not rubber.
Oh!
And I want him properly broken in. That's the way. Good kid leather is much better than those rubber gloves that they're always poking around. I wear my trousers high on the hip, just below my nipples. That way I never have to worry about somebody seeing the crack of my ass. You understand that? You with me so far?
I'm just logging all these down.
Now, when my eyebrow hairs get too long, I put them in a mason jar to save them just in case I ever want under the sweater. And I also eat dinner at 5:30, not a minute later. 5:30, not a minute. My Jell-O's on the table by 5:45, and I'm out of the cafeteria by Dan Rather time. I put all my pills in a Ziploc bag, and I take them right after I get in my pajamas. I eat the same breakfast I've always...
What do you have for breakfast? What's your regular breakfast?
Oh, come on, Don. It's the same breakfast I've always had.
What?
6 eggs over easy with a ribeye steak, 2 pieces of fried chicken, and white toast with a stick of butter.
Wow.
Hey, you got to have a good breakfast start your day. Get it going.
What do you have for lunch?
Lunch, I usually just have a sandwich, one of those Italian hoagies with cold cuts and maybe a couple of cheeseburgers if I'm in the mood, and a double order of fries. I love my French fries. And maybe some onion rings, too, and maybe just a cup of lard.
And your cholesterol. When's the last time you had your cholesterol
checked? I've had some heart problems.
Oh, yeah, didn't you used to do ads, like, for the beef industry or something until you had a heart attack?
I tell you, there's nothing. If I'm in a restaurant, don't mess around this gourmet crap. I want steak. I want beef. I want it ground, or I want it on a ribeye or a porter. House. I don't want to mess around with all.
What if you're in a Sizzler?
I don't eat fancy if there's beef on the menu.
But say you're in a Bonanza.
A Bonanza Steakhouse, fine with me. Been there.
What if the chef happened to be gay?
Well, I probably wouldn't bother me at all. Maybe. I mean, if he had a big sign out in front saying, welcome to a Ponderosa Steakhouse, or chef's gay, he'd probably have a problem with that. But I don't think I could have a problem if he didn't tell me. You know, I'd say, I just don't want people broadcasting their sexuality. That's what I told you about with the masturbation issue. Because
that...
things that should be left, you know, in a dark bedroom with the lights off. I don't understand why we all have to talk about that. That's where I do my jerk on. I'll tell you right now, it's always in a dark room, a completely dark room. Just me, Jergens, and a dark room. That's all that matters.
Rob has just researched your real name.
Yes.
Your real name is James Bumgarner.
James Bumgarner, yeah. It's a German
name. Really is
German
name?
Interest.
Yeah.
And my father...
That's your real name.
Yeah, my father was a carpet layer in Oklahoma. That's what we did. We laid carpet, and then I went out to Hollywood, and I, you know, made my fortune, I'll tell you. And these new cordless phones are driving me batty, too.
What? He's an old man.
Why do we have to make things easier? What the hell's wrong with a good old phone with a cord attached to it? You know, you talk to people, you get the going one room of the house. I said, just take the phone that has a cord attached to the wall and have a conversation with
you. You still have the dial telephones?
I like the dial telephones.
The rotaries?
No need to replace them. Got them in my house, every single room. Old-fashioned dial telephones made out of wood.
Did you get here today via horse and buggy?
No, I came with a car. Came with the same car. You mentioned the Firebird. I had it a Camaro. I got it wrong. You know, my mind's going a little bit, but I'll tell you right now, what's this CD crap? What's wrong with an old-fashioned record player? Just take a record out and put the needle on right there. Listen to your favorite tunes, okay?
What's your favorite Beatles song?
Oh, the Beatles, I tell you right now. You're just pushing it right there. You're just trying to hit all my hot buttons. Why do the kids have to listen to that crap nowadays when there's plenty of good country western music? You know, you can dance your foxtrot to that, but just as good as anything else. You don't need to jump around. Jump around like somebody's, you know, putting electricity up your ass. I'll tell you, it doesn't make any sense to me. The Beatles. I don't like any of the new artists. Beatles, Rolling Stones, whatever they are. You know.
What do you think about Limp Bizkit?
Pardon me?
Limp Bizkit.
I like my biscuits to stand up to the gravy when I'm pouring it on there. Nice sausage gravy right on top of my biscuits. I don't understand. I know the Beatles, though. I know the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Bob Dylan. I know all the newer...
Let me play
There's
something.
That cackle from that large boy in the background. I don't understand
something.
That.
This is Limp Bizkit. This song kicks ass. It's called Lookie. Listen to this for a minute. Tell me what you think
of this. Like making whoopee?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, kicks ass, man. What are you making that face for?
Oh, turn that crap off. Turn that crap off.
I thought this is good, man.
That's good, man. I'm not your man. Call me Jim or James.
It's good, Jimbo.
Doesn't sound like anything I've heard.
How about you, Jim? I came into this
world as a reject. Oh, I've heard that crap. I've heard that out in Los Angeles. Some cars. Just turn it off.
You don't like
Just
that.
Just turn the crap off.
You don't like that.
Don't you have any country music? How about some George Jones?
No, I don't have any country
a little
music.
George Jones.
You like Shania?
Shania.
Shania Twain.
You got something there. I know you're talking about an artist. You're talking right. about a singer.
Shania Twain?
Yeah, I like her. I know who you're talking about.
Piece of ass.
Now, there you go. Okay, why? You know something? I'll tell you what. I'm not gonna succumb to what you're doing to me, which is you're trying to make me angry, and I'm not like. You know what you're gonna do?
I'm just commenting,
I'll
man.
Tell you, I'm gonna say it to you again. You're about to get your ass kicked across the state line, and I'm wearing the boots that can do it. You understand me? I don't like that. That's not how you refer to a lady. Not in this country. Not the way I was raised. You don't call a lady a piece of ass. It's just not the way. It's not in my vernacular, Mister. It's the way I feel. I tell you. Oh, hold on just a second.
What's wrong?
I got a. Hey, son, can you grab me that leather pouch right over there by the door, the one that I left over there coming in?
Right. Attaboy.
Hey, what's the problem, Jim?
Jeff, hold on a second.
Jimbo, what's wrong?
Got me a little upset.
Is he taking nitro?
Under your tongue, Mr. Garner.
Oh, here we go.
Under the tongue.
Ooh, Lordy. Lordy, you got me going. I'll tell you right now, Don.
You know why JFK Jr.'s plane crashed?
Oh, no. Now, let's talk about somebody that's died now. You're pushing my tip.
Pilot. Era.
Oh, yeah.
Era.
That's fantastic. Era. Oh, no. Now you're trying. You know something? I'm gonna tolerate it because they warned me. They warned me about you. They warned me about you that told me that you were going to say all sorts of blue things to get me all uptight, but I'm not going to do that right now. I just wish these kids would stop listening to that newfangled crap. What's the necessity of all that pounding and the drums beating and all that? I don't think there's any reason for it. Just like, you know, I'm all for a man on the moon, but keep those microwaves out of my kitchen, okay?
You don't have a microwave either.
Crap. Why do you need a microwave? Why, you take an extra half hour just to bake your bread? For Christ's sake, why can't people just do it the way it's supposed to be done? Microwaves. Who knows what kind of cancer-causing agents you're going to get coming out of those things when you're standing over there cooking your food super fast. You ever bite into one of those things after you cook it? If you bite it into the one? No, it's not good if it sears off the top roof of your mouth. I say, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
to me. I'll tell you one time I went over to a friend's house out in Los Angeles. He had one of those new microwaves, and I'll tell you right now, I bit into a piece of pizza, and it was cold on the outside, and then I bit into it, and something came out of it. I swear to God, it was like nuclear fusion. I took the top roof of my mouth off. I couldn't believe it. I was just totally upset about that.
Hey, are those real teeth you have?
Well, I'll talk about that later.
You know, the reason I brought it up, you know that another crappy movie you did?
Yeah.
My Fellow Americans?
Yeah, My Fellow Americans. That did a good box office. Jack Lemmon.
His teeth are fake, right?
Oh, they're totally fake.
Right.
They smell horrible.
Oh.
Now, there's a little Hollywood insight. I don't mind telling you because I'm a plain-speaking guy. You know that. Don?
Yes?
Do you consider me to be a plain speaker?
You're a plain-speaking guy, Jim.
Then let me tell you right now, what his teeth smelled like is something that you'd find in the trunk of a car in a mafia movie.
Oh.
Pretty disgusting when he opened them. I'll tell you, they might look like piano keys, but what they smelled like was the bottom of a coffin in a cemetery. Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
You ever smell Regis's teeth?
Nah, don't know this Regis you're speaking of.
Regis and Kathy Lee?
Regis and Kathy Lee. Yeah,
Regis and Kathy C?
I think I did the show one time, yeah.
Kathy C. Gifford?
Yeah, Regis and Kathy Lee. I think I went by.
Kathy C.
Huh?
Regis and Kathy C.
No, it's Kathy Lee, I think.
No, Kathy C.
No, partner, I think I got you there. I think it's Kathy Lee.
It's Kathy C.
It's Kathy Lee Gifford.
You know the C word?
C word.
The worst word you can say to a woman?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. You might want to write it down.
Okay, I'll write it down. This is why we call her Kathy C.
You know, I just came down here. All I want is a good chair, a loyal dog, and mother to keep quiet. That's all I want right now.
That's the word.
Okay.
Oh, he's leaving.
Oh,
leave.
Oh, no, no, no.
Why would you? No. Please, Jimbo, come back.
You're offended.
No, come on, come back now. Come back. Come back.
Right now, you're really about to get your ass kicked across the
line. Come back. Come on. Come on back.
Come
on, Jimbo.
Did you see what he wrote down?
I did. I saw that.
Did you see? You, fella? Big fella in the back. Did you see what he wrote down?
Big fella in the back.
Did y'all see what he wrote down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's disgusting.
It's just a word.
I don't think there's any reason for that. You got me.
Oh, he needs another pill. Oh, Robbie, give him another one of his nitro pills.
The bag again.
I just came by to do a radio show.
Okay.
That's all they told me. It was just a radio show.
Right? We will take two calls right now.
Oh,
down. Jim Gardner's down. He's on the floor.
Come on,
Rob.
He's on the floor.
Oh, my God. I love it when my takes a fall.
Catch your breath, sir. Catch your breath.
You think just that one word knocked the stuffing out of you?
I tell you, I'm not used to that word. Don't care for that word. That's the big one. You caught me by surprise. I thought you were going to say she liked custard.
Yeah, we will.
What the hell is that?
We will take the first two calls right now to play this low-budget Jeopardy.
God's sakes, man, you don't call a lady that.
Phone number is 1-800-636-1067.
Oh, boy. Just call her mean or cruel. Don't call her that.
Okay, we'll be back with Jeff Hardy.
Jesus Christ.
East want Premier to give us their opinion of the product.
Bottom line?
Well, of all the groups we tested, the response to Premier was just about uniform.
Mm-hmm. They all said they tasted like
They all said that? Nobody liked them?
Fewer than 5%.
How much are we in for up to now?
To date?
To date, to here, to now.
Upwards of $350. We've spent $350 million and we've come up with a turd with a tip? God almighty, Ed. We poured enough technology into this project to send a cigarette to the moon and we come up with one that tastes like it took a dump?
We haven't even talked about the smell.
Well, what'd they say that was like? A fart?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not serious. They really said that?
We've got an awful lot of fart figures, sir, yes.
tastes like and smells like a fart. We got ourselves a real winner here. It's one goddamn unique advertising slogan, I'll give you that.
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll make you have the white pee. Don and Mike.
What are you frowning at?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's a noisy show.
That's okay. You got to do what you got to do. I understand what you're doing. And,
hey, Jim.
She's like me for me.
You don't like the music.
I'll tell you right now, you're pushing all my hot buttons. But I'll tolerate it. That's what I'm here for. I'm a professional, and that's what I've been doing for 40 years.
How many nitro pills did you have to take during the commercial?
Well, I took a couple. Took a couple with that word you wrote down there, and it just upset me a little bit. But the doctor says I should exercise. And I tell you right now, I'm not going to be doing that. Not after 40 years. No need for exercise. Oh. Exercise to me, just get up in the morning, put your tight-fitting boots on after your morning duke. No need to be straining on some sort of apparatus or something like that. It's a bunch of crap, I'll tell you. Haven't I calmed down? I'm getting my breath back, and I'm doing real fine. But just keep those naughty words to yourself. I'll never ask you to write one of those down again. Those are the kind you can't say on the radio.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's keep it that way, shall we, son?
You're not my paw.
All righty, I'm certainly glad I'm not your paw with that kind of word there, that C thing. Jesus, I'll be thinking about that all the way back to Los Angeles.
Jimbo, let's play Low Budget Jeff Hardee.
All righty, I'll read it right here. Hold on just a second.
You got to get your Ben Franklin glasses out.
All right, says here, this is Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yeah, right.
All right, Ev. Now entering the studio is our first challenger. And then I picked this one up, and it says here, this fellow's a computer analyst. He's from Springfield, Virginia. Let's say hi to Cliff Kurtz.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Cliff, buddy.
How are you?
All righty. Nice chatting with you. Now entering the studio is challenger number two. Says he's an office manager from Sacramento.
I think it's a she.
Huh?
It's definitely a she.
I think it's a she.
All righty, it says she's an office manager from Sacramento. Let's say hi to Bobby Gallagher.
So you hi, could, Don. Hi, Jim. Hi, Buzz.
You could tell that because her name is spelled B-O-B-B-I.
All right, you are. Yeah, I screwed that one up. Well, I apologize, but we'll call it an even Steven for the C word. How about that? Well, now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, and it says here, Cliff and Bobby, the girl, don't screw with LQ.
Don't screw with LQ.
Please welcome Alex Trebek, Potty Mouth Geronimo.
Thank you, Jimbo, and hello, Bobby. Hello, Cliff.
Hello.
Okay, kids, don't forget to answer the form of a question. Look at my mom wearing a clip-on tie, suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex, unless you're playing the game. That is LQ Lord Quizmaster, and always call him Old Jim Gardner.
How you doing?
Hi.
That's good to be here. Hi, how are you?
Here's your categories, kids, and they are.
What's wrong, Jim? I'm just a little upset. You understand why? I didn't expect this, but that's okay. I'm an old man with old ways.
Gotta get used to some things. Go ahead, play your game. I'm fine. Yeah, the categories are the Rockford Files.
Ah, there you go. Now we're on the right track.
The Eyes Have It.
The Eyes Have It. Like that category. It's kind of a tongue twister.
Celebrity commercial voiceovers.
Now, see, now we're doing nice, good, wholesome, clean humor.
Dirty Spelling Bee.
All right.
States and capitals.
States and capitals. All the kids should learn the states and capitals, and all for that. All for the youngsters getting a good education.
Here's the categories one more time. Rockford Files.
Yeah.
The Eyes Have It.
Attaboy.
Celebrity commercial voiceovers.
You tell them, Sonny.
Actually, it's not so much dirty as body part spelling bee.
Body parts. All right, well, if they're body parts, they're like medical terms.
Well, yeah, I guess. Right. And states and capital. Now, you know, now that I look at it, no, there's only one body part.
Well, okay, have your fun. Have your filthy fun.
And we'll start with Bobby, because we like girls better than boys.
I sure do, too. Yeah. Right. Go ahead, Bobby.
I'll take the dirty spelling bee for one, please.
Okay.
I understand it's a medical term, but
now,
I'm not.
Come on, you got to come back.
Can't do it now.
You got to come back. It's just the first word.
Listen, damn it. I'm James Garner. Do you know who I am?
Sure.
You understand who I am, Sonny? I'll tell you right now. That's the kind of word. If you want to do all you talk about.
Oh, come on now.
Fine. I'm doing okay.
You got the big one now?
No, I'm just all right. Just give me a moment, all right? Just let's get by and I'll live through it.
Okay, the word, Bobby, is
P-O-R-U-S.
No.
What a shame, Bobby.
Yeah. For us.
Yeah, I'm sure your pappy will be proud. Okay, Cliff, it's your chance to steal the spell the dirty word.
Okay, what is C-L-I-T-O-R-I-S?
That's right. You know your clitoris.
Oh, yeah.
Clitorises.
Okay, you're pushing the hot buttons right now. Cliff, you're in control.
Okay, I'll take same category for two.
Yeah, beautiful.
Scrotum.
Oh,
what is S-C-R-O-T-U-M?
Yes, you know your scrotum.
I'm so glad when this category's over. I'll tell you, scrotum and clitoris.
Hey, you just said them yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, give me a star. Give me a gold star on my damn forehead. All right, select again, Cliff.
I do for three.
All right, this is what I'm going to dedicate to you, James.
Predicated on that.
Okay, what is M-A-S-T-U-R-B-A-T-I-O-N?
Yes.
I'll tell you right now. Okay, Cliff, you're in control. And I guess you have to move to another category.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Let's do states and capitals for one.
Yeah, there you go. Not going on.
I would imagine people masturbate in the state of Oklahoma.
I know you would. You probably know all of their names and their addresses.
States and capitals for one. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. That would be...
Sorry about that. All righty. Now, hold on there. Hold your horses. Hey, Cliff.
Okay,
hey,
yeah.
Cliff. Oh, you need it. You're screwing with LQ. Now, son, there's some rules.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. There are rules for these games, and they're real important, so I want you to follow them. You think you can manage that, Cliff?
Yes, sir, Jim,
sir. All right, very good. Now, Bobby, here's your chance to steal.
Okay, what is Oklahoma City?
That's right. And Miss Bobby, you're on the board with $1. Congratulations, and select again, please.
Thank you. We'll take states and capitals for $2.
It's a very polite young lady.
It is the capital of the great state of Kansas.
What is Topeka?
Just a little late on the trigger, Miss Bobby. And now, Cliff, it's your chance to steal.
I'll take states and capitals for $3.
Sorry, Cliff, you blew that one. You had a chance to steal, but you blew it.
Come on.
I tell you weren't paying attention. None of your old come on, son, because that's really way out of line. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Cliff?
It was Topeka.
Yes.
I'm just having a little problem with Cliff here. Can we get this straight now?
Go ahead, Jim.
Right, Cliff, do you understand? And I'd like a yes, Mr. Garner.
Yes, Mr. Garner.
Attaboy, Cliff. All right, Bobby, you're in control. Now maybe we can settle down and play the game.
Bastard.
What is state?
Hold on just a second here.
That was some CB interference.
What was that?
We're getting CB radio interference.
All righty. I thought I heard something, and I didn't like it if I heard it right.
No, it's some CB radio interference.
All right, Bobby, I apologize. It's your chance. You go right ahead.
May I have states and capitals for $3?
Yes, capital of the great state of Minnesota.
What is...
All right, Cliff, here's your chance to steal.
What is St. Paul?
That's absolutely right.
$3 for you, Cliff. You're in control. Select again, please.
Okay, the eyes have it. Right.
Name of a movie I'm sure James Gardner will never see. The new Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman movie.
What is Eyes Wide Shut?
That's right.
I'll tell you, if I want to see pornography, I'll go down to Times Square. I don't want to see it in a major motion picture. Not my kind of animal. All right, Cliff.
Okay.
I'm so tight. All right. Cliff, you're in control.
Okay, let's do Eyes Have It for $2.
Name of Nicolas Cage, 1998 hit movie.
Couldn't tell you.
All right, Bobby, it's your chance to steal. Good luck to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. What is Snake Eyes?
Yes, Snake Eyes.
What was the dollar value?
$2.
$2 for you, Miss Bobby. Select again, please.
May I have the eyes have it for $3, please?
1980s hit record by Hall & Oates.
All right, Cliff, here's another chance for you.
What is Private Eyes?
That's right.
$3 for Cliff. He's got quite a lead over Miss Bobby, and now we need you to select again, and no more of that whining, Cliff.
Oh, no, of course not.
Very good. Go again, son.
Celebrity commercial voiceovers, one.
Okay, these are kind of self-explanatory. You know when Hollywood actors do voiceovers for commercials?
Oh, sure. Done many myself.
Not recently, though, right?
Well, I used to do the Beef Council. Who did those ads?
So you had a heart attack.
Did a few car ads over my career, but then I had a very severe heart attack.
Pat, deep-voiced co-star of Field of Dreams, he does commercials for Bell Atlantic.
Oh, it was James Earl Jones. Who was James Earl Jones?
I'm sorry,
not
Cliff.
In the form of a question the first time.
All right, Bobby, your chance to steal and get back in control here.
Who is James Earl Jones?
$1, right. Bobby. Way to be on your thinking cap game there. All right, select again.
Celebrity voiceovers for $2, please.
Co-star of ER. He does commercials for Mitsubishi.
Who is Noah Wiley?
Yeah, good guess. That's right.
Terrific guess, Bobby. Select again, please.
Celebrity voiceovers for $3, please.
Star of NBC hit Thursday night TV show. He does voiceovers for Honey Nut Cheerios.
who is Tim Allen.
I'm sorry, Bobby. It's another chance for Cliff to get back into the game.
I'll say who is Kelsey Grammer.
That's correct. That's right. That's a good guess there, Cliff. And now you can select again, please.
Well, Rockford Files for one.
There,
the last category on the board, Jimbo.
Yeah, sure do appreciate everybody waiting to last.
Rockford's just first name.
Just a little joke.
What is Dennis?
Dennis Rockford. Thank you, Cliff. Yeah, I'll tell you, we had quite a hit show. Boy, better you got a problem called Dennis Rockford. Boy, would we have gone down the crapper if that had been my first name. All right, Bob, your chance to steal.
What is Jim?
Yeah, we've only called him Jim Rockford about a million times on today's show.
For the love of God, Cliff, will you put your thinking cap on, please? All right, Bobby, you're in control.
Thank you. I want the Rockford Files for two, please.
The kind of car Jim Rockford drove.
What is a Camaro?
I'm sorry, Bobby.
The same thing as Mike.
That's right. They're easily interchangeable automobiles, Bobby. Cliff, your chance to steal.
What is a Trans Am?
More specific, please.
What is a Pontiac Trans Am?
I'm sorry, Cliff. That was not correct.
You know, maybe that is correct. If Firebird, was that also called? Although I think the kind of Firebird he had came out before the Trans Am came out.
Yes, it did. I picked it up myself.
Right. No, absolutely. Sorry, Cliff.
I'll forfeit. That's okay.
And that means, Bobby, you're back in control of the board.
I guess I'll take Rockford Files for three, please.
Color of the Firebird Jim Rockford drove.
What is yellow?
No.
I'm terribly sorry.
Can't do it.
Bobby.
I'm sorry.
Can't do that for you. Hey, Cliffster.
I'll say, what is black?
No.
Brown.
I'll tell you,
No.
I'm mighty depressed right now. Of course it was brown.
No, it was gold.
It was brown. Well, it's brown now. A lot of things are brown now.
Okay.
I thought it was brown, too.
Like your underpants.
Yeah, right now they're all brown.
Okay.
Especially all that dirty talk.
Bobby, Cliff, hold on.
Literally.
Hold on a second. What is the score here, Jimbo?
Now, hold on a second. Just give me a while.
Oh, no.
Let me just pick it up. Oh, no, yourself. Okay. Cliff is the fella.
Yes.
And he's got 16.
Okay, good.
And
$16.
Bobby has $7. We're all having a great time.
We will be back with final low-budget Jeopardy.
Sorry.
More Jeopardy after this.
To get out of here, I'll tell you that right now. Pound, pound, pound your profanity, and it's just, I didn't know your program was this profanity late.
We are talking with Dennis Garner.
That's funny, yeah, that was one of your contestants, one of your Rhodes Scholars.
We're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy, the final version. Cliff, are you still there?
I'm right here.
Bobby?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Miss Bobby. You know, that reminds me, Jim, have you met the business manager here at the radio station? Her name is also Bobby.
I haven't had the pleasure. Love to meet her. If you'd like me to walk up and glad hand her, I'll do that for you.
She reminds me a lot of Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke.
It's a great show, that Gunsmoke. Enjoyed it. Like all the Westerns. Bonanza, you know, High Plains Drifter, all those good ones. They're good, good wholesome entertainment. Good quality, wholesome entertainment.
Didn't you have some kind of a bit role in the Maverick movie that they did with Mel Gibson?
Yeah, a bit role, and it's kind of expanded, I would talk about the TV show, but, I have a small role in the movie, I like my Rockford Files work. That's what I'm most proud of, and that's what I've done recently, which is a feature role, but a cameo with Mel Gibson. He's a fine actor, fine young man.
Why do you do those new lame Rockford Files TV movies?
Alvin?
Why do you do those new
lame
Rockford Files TV movies?
Well, let me tell you, partner, about lame, okay? I've had a long-term running commitment from a major television network, and they don't consider my work to be lame, and the ratings have shown that they're not all that lame. We come in the bottom of the pack, but I'll tell you right now, a lot of people still seem to enjoy Jim Rockford, young and old, to get people talking to me in airports all the time. But if you want to call lame, I'm sorry I can't say the C word like you do all the time, but I'll tell you right now, I'm very proud of my work as Jim Rockford. I think we created a decent character right there, and I'll tell you right now, you're about to get your ass kicked across the state line, and I am wearing the boots that can do it.
Okay, Bobby, Cliff, final low-budget Jeopardy, and here you go. It's 9 years ago today. That's your category, and here's the answer. Oh, this is such an easy one.
9 years ago today, I was old.
On this date in 1990, this TV star mangled the Star Spangled Banner and then grabbed the crotch area after singing the national anthem at a San Diego Padres game. Oh, this is so easy. 9 years ago today, the TV star mangled the Star Spangled Banner.
I don't know.
And then grabbed the crotch area after singing the national anthem at a Padres game. Kids, don't forget answer in the form of a question. And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Garner Tooth Polish, the secret tooth cleaner that's kept these piano keys close-up white for 40 years. Garner Tooth Polish is concentrated, so just a little dab goes a long way. Its specially designed formula resists rotting, and it works fast because it's got real pickle juice. Garner Tooth Polish, sold in general stores with old drunks on the steps everywhere. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Dennis. The least amount of money here, Jim?
Least amount of money be our lady friend over here, Bobby. The lovely lady Bobby.
Bobby.
Hi.
Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Bobby, on this day in 1990, this TV star mangled the Star Spangled Banner, grabbed the crotch area.
Who is Roseanne Barr?
Yes, that's right.
Way to go, Bobby.
Good old Roseanne.
Congratulations. You doubled your score, darling.
Now, Cliff.
Hi.
Cliff, if you have the right answer, you're the big wiener.
Excellent. My answer is, who was Roseanne Barr?
Who is Roseanne? That's correct.
That does mean, Cliff, you're our champion.
Yes.
Congratulations. You're the big champion on Low Budget Jeopardy.
Wonderful.
Way to go.
Congratulations, Cliff.
Thank you, Bobby. You're a good opponent.
Thank you.
What, Jim?
I'm a little confused. Where are we going next?
Well, you tell Cliff about his money, and then you read these parting gifts.
All righty.
To Bobby.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, Cliff, let me tell you what you've done here. All righty?
Okay.
Are you with me, son?
I'm right here.
First of all, you've doubled your score to $32. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $50. So carry the one for $57 for you, Mr.
Excellent.
Cliff. All right. Congratulations, son.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. And then,
why do you call him son?
Well, it's a figure of speech, something I call him. I just call you son. I call him son. You're all young men, and I just call you son.
I don't mind.
If you have a problem, I'll call you sir. I'll call you, I'll call you anything you want. I'll just don't call me late for dinner, right?
You think he's a young man over there?
Well, probably stretched it a little bit with you, didn't I?
Okay. I'm young.
All right, compared Dad. To you. That's fantastic. Well, let's get the young lady her lovely prizes, shall we?
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
You have to read those.
All right, super. Yeah, let me get them all in order here. Bobby Gallagher, first of all, you won an Inspector Gidget prize pack.
Gadget.
What's that?
Inspector Gadget.
Sure, courtesy of AMC Theaters. Inspector Gidget is now showing at an AMC Theater near you. But wait.
There's more.
You won a Bell Atlantic prize pack. Not in time. Press star 69 for Bell Atlantic. But wait.
I find that hard to believe you're not getting more commercial voiceover work with these great reads.
Here's your prize. You have won an Ask Jeeves prize pack, courtesy of Ask Jeeves. Jeeves is the world's first internet butler. Got a question? Ask Jeeves. Ask.com. Ask. Let me do that again for you. Okay. Ask Jeeves at Ask DOTCOM, period. Thank you very much.
Don't you know about .com?
What do you mean about... Yeah, that's that computer crap,
you know,
right?
About www?
Don't have a computer in my house, never will. Not necessary to put that kind of machinery in my house. If they do that, they'll track you down. They'll hunt you down like dogs. Someday that's what's going to happen. Everybody's got a computer, is going to go to some big prison camp somewhere.
You know a good site?
What's that?
Come on, don't leave. No, come on back. Rob, don't touch him. Don't touch him, Rob.
I'll tell you right now, that's just not the kind of crap. I'll tell you right now, I don't come in here. My name's James Garner. I've done a lot of feature.
Talk in the microphone. Talk in the microphone.
Hold on just a second. I want to make myself
clear. Talk in the microphone.
I want to make myself clear here.
Yeah.
I haven't had a good time. I haven't enjoyed myself. This has been very uncomfortable for me. And my publicist is going to hear about this out in Los Angeles. I don't mind. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He's grabbing his chest again. Son, get the satchel, please. Just the leather satchel. Just
okay, listen, Jim.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Always remember, never forget, that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Boron Incorporated and distributed by
King. Oh, he has to get his pill.
All right, I got my pill. Hey, I'll say your little thing here. It's Coron Incorporated, distributed by King World. Check out my bottom as I leave.
Boy, you don't
brown,
say...
pink bottom.
But you don't say fish ass?
No, he's James
Garner.
He's
the one guy on this show doesn't say fish ass.
Oh, talk about uptight.
Really? Yeah.
It's his problem.
Flipped out when he saw this word. All he did was write down a word. He got all pissed off.
Ready to leave. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, James Gardner. Thank you, Cliff. Thank you, Bobby. Be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Can you believe we're back from commercials already? Here's Don and Mike.
As we speak now, my wife should be at the airport.
Where's she going?
Oh, she's picking up my son today.
Oh, that's right. I thought she was leaving town.
No. She's just picking up Barty. And not only will I be glad to have him back, because after 3 weeks, you know, I really realize how much I miss that.
Sure.
And how much our lives revolve around him. But it will mean no more middle-of-the-night calls. And
right.
Last night, his last night in Europe.
He did it again?
1 a.m. to 30 a.m.
Oh.
And 4 a.m.
Oh. Wow.
The 1 a.m. call was just to tell us that he was all packed and ready to go.
Right.
Then the 2:30, I think it was 2:30 call, was another head-shaving call.
All right.
Then the call, like at 4 a.m., was a call to say he's sorry that he called at 2:30 to ask if he could shave his head.
Have any of the other boys shaved their heads on this trip?
He said there are about 60 kids on the trip. And 45 of them have shaved their heads already.
Oh.
So that is the million-dollar question. Now, when he steps off the airplane today, will his head be shaved or not?
Now, when he's getting off the plane, I guess all the boys will be getting off at the same time.
Yeah, so they all get off together.
Quite a moment of suspense seeing all those bald kids getting off the plane, and then there he is.
So anyway, glad that he's coming back. And I have another family note. There's a chance today. I don't want to say that it's 100%, but my brother called me. My brother, the Earth Dog.
Yes,
you know, the dirt ball. My brother called me last night. He is driving his 18-wheeler up 95. He's going from Florida to Philadelphia.
The new one.
Yes, incidentally, he has his daughter with him.
Oh, really?
His daughter is making the trip with him, and he wanted to know if it'd be all right, if he could fit it in his schedule to come by the show today.
Oh, will he bring the truck? I love
the
truck. We'll go out and play with the truck.
Great. Of course, that's how he's getting around. So no guarantee based on simply his time schedule, depending on what kind of time he makes.
Good. Well, I hope he makes it up here, because I'll tell you, the last time he came up with this truck, we drove it around the block.
It was
so very cool.
We had a fantastic time. So, you know, my brother the Earth Dog may be dropping by today.
Good.
No promise on that. You, Mike, actually, you made my day today, and I'll tell you why.
How?
Because you didn't go to that goddamn swing dance class last night.
I know, I didn't. I was too late, and I was trying to pretend that I was disappointed to my wife, but I wasn't. I had a lot of apprehension. I was late, and I was just kind of glad I didn't have to do it.
You know how things go with us. That, like, if your wife hears something on the show
right.
on the odd occasion that,
oh, I knew that.
That I'm doing something
I knew
nice
the way
for my wife,
I knew the way you
would
reacted.
Immediately get it, and I would get it because, listen, last week when we were on vacation, you know what my wife said to me?
Right.
She said, because keep in mind, my son was in Europe, so we're spending, you know, 24/7 together.
Right.
She said, you know what would be fun? We should take a square dance class together.
Oh.
And
oh.
I looked at her, and I said, are you out of your mind? I said, I don't like to dance, much
right.
less square dance. And she said, well, that she has friends, and that, you know, the husbands that really love the wives, that they take them out dancing and all this other crap. So I didn't even mention it to her last night. Mike said to me when we were leaving the building yesterday, he said, oh, I got to go to the swing dance class that my wife signed me up for. And I didn't say anything to you.
Yeah, I know, and I know why, and I knew that, and that went without saying, and that's also why I know you didn't want to talk about it, because if we talk about it, then, you know, it's going to happen.
You know, my wife was in, my wife would say, look, Mike O'Mara is taking his wife to a dance class. Why can't you take me to a dance class?
I have to give you all the information, because I'm going to get in trouble at home if I don't give you all the information, though. And I don't mean to blindside you here, but there's something I had to agree on.
Oh.
Because we didn't go last night.
What?
Private lessons in the house.
Oh.
She said, because I was sitting there, and she at one point...
You know what? You conveniently didn't tell me that today up in the office.
I didn't tell you because...
Very convenient.
I was not trying to set you up, but I mean, if I say now, if she's listening and I say, you know, no more, don't have to worry about it, then I will... What happened was I got home late, and we couldn't make it to the thing, and I was trying to hide the fact that I was overjoyed at this development, that I wasn't going to have to go down. Because I don't want to go down to walk, first of all, to be a half hour late, walk in with all the other people that are in there, you know, who knows what kind of people do this, and walk
idiots
in.
Idiots do, Mike, no offense, but idiots do.
To walk in and do this. And Laura and I have gone to, like, the big band places and done that kind of freeform dancing,
right.
which I enjoy. I know that as soon as it becomes a task, it's going to be a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something where you're going to get out, like all those people that I've seen, because I, you know, I used to be a club disc jockey. That's before Don discovered me. I used to be a club disc jockey, and I used to do the country dancing, the line
the
dancing.
Line dancing.
And I watched the people come in who had
boogie, woogie, woogie.
Who had actually gone to the classes and watched their feet as they dance with serious expressions on their face. Because it's no more, dancing's supposed to be, spontaneous and you're supposed to bounce around. And that's why, but in the moment, because I didn't want her to feel, she was very disappointed. She had her hair like done in this little way that she was like, I knew that it was like, you know, the dance studio look. She had that kind of look when she, and she was waiting for me at the end of the driveway.
Oh my God. Oh.
But then I looked and I said, and we're driving away and I said, man, it's 10 of, and we're not going to be down there until 20 after. And I don't want to, and she said, you're right. Your schedule just, and I'm looking at her going, is she really? And then she was cool about it and she said, you're right. No, it's your schedule. It's not your fault. And as soon as she said that, I'm like, why? She said, but, you know, maybe we can get private lessons. And I know that if I hadn't said yes, I knew that I was going to. Right. It was simply a matter of convenience, of an evening of hell or an evening where it was going to be pleasant.
So
and
when will these private dance lessons ruin you and your wife start?
That I don't know.
Oh,
that hasn't been scheduled
yet. You know, she's working on it, though. If you gave her the okay on that.
Yeah, maybe she is. But
she's working on it.
Well, you know, it's just going to have to fit with the perfect schedule. And, you know, when you're trying to set up a private lesson, that's just, it's not an etched in stone. You have to negotiate about that and get it right.
You got all day free. You got all morning. You got lunchtime.
That's not accurate. I do not have all day free.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, not
what
in the summertime.
You play golf during the day.
Exactly. Now, would that go, if I'm on a golf course, is that free? I don't think so.
I'm sure you could have one day a week.
Oh, yeah.
One day a week that you could take a dance class with. You know, why am I saying this? Because we really do end up going ahead and doing it. I'm going to get the residual pressure from my wife.
I know you are. I know, and that's why I know when I had brought that up, I know the very reason. Under normal circumstances, if it wasn't something like that, you would have been all over it. But I knew.
Got on the air with it immediately.
But I knew the reason you weren't, because you were going to feel the. And I didn't know that your wife had asked you to. To square dance, which is, in my opinion, I mean, on the scale of awkward,
and we don't even like country
dancing.
Music, right?
Why don't you do the swing dancing?
Because I hate dancing. Okay, frankly, I hate dancing. I think the last time I danced with my wife was maybe at my wedding, and that's only because you have to dance that one dance at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a big dancer.
I know you're not.
I'm
not
a big dancer.
Well, I have not heard anything since I agreed to the private. You know, who knows if the person of the now I'm doing that. Now every yin-yang's going to call the show.
Just call the business line.
Jesus.
Just call the business line and leave a message for Mike.
20 years before I get hip to what I'm supposed to say and what I'm not supposed to say. Gee, but I only if they're doing it. But I know. No, there's a incidentally, that's already been taken care of.
Oh,
we already have an instructor.
Oh,
yes. We have a winner. We do. We have a specific instructor that she wants to use and no one else. So please,
okay.
No calls.
All right. Well, at least no calls here on the disc jockey phone. Just leave Mike all the messages at the front desk.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See, I'm talking very boldly now because I haven't heard. My wife obviously hasn't called in to say anything about it, so I'm guessing she's deep in the bowels of the airport now and can't even hear the show. So I got like a free pass right now.
Well, you've been in that position before where you are so happy, you're so euphoric, you realize that your Tuesday night is going to be great, that you're just going
to
go out and
you
get a plan
to
eat.
Don't have to take your wife to a dance class.
But then you have to tell. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
Hello. Just to let you know, I'm listening.
Could you be listening? Are you at the airport yet?
Yeah, I'm driving up.
You know what you are, honey?
A bad mother.
Don't make me say
I'm a bad mother.
Don't make me say it. You're a bad mother.
I talked to her
at 10 minutes before the show started, and I said, are you at the airport yet? And she said, no, I'm just leaving IKEA. And I didn't even have to say anything. She knew right away what I was thinking. Bad mother. A good mother would have been at the airport an hour before the boy's plane arrived.
Waiting so she can greet him at the gate.
I guess a bad mother married a bad husband.
Why am I a bad husband?
You know why. I don't even have to say.
No, why am I a bad husband?
You know, because I when you were saying you thought I was at the airport because I didn't call, why would I waste my breath? I only do that with you on vacation, say something absurd like that because I'm bored.
No, but listen,
hold on. I don't know the answer no before I ask.
But wait a minute, hold on. Honey, just be honest with me. Let's say that you're just listening to the radio, and all of a sudden you hear Mike say, hey, I take my wife to a swing dance class.
Yeah, right.
You mean that I'm not going to come home, and I'm not going to hear this, I'm not going to hear, if Mike can take his wife to a swing dance class, why can't you take me to a dance class?
I think we both know Mike's a better husband than you are.
Whoa!
Okay.
All right. I know that that is a comical remark, and yes, I will not distinguish that remark.
I do, too, unfortunately. I almost got softened up there for a second.
I thought that you were both equal on the seesaw, and I think Mike just tipped his side with a little bit better husband.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
Oh, you're right.
All right. Goodbye, boo-boo.
Okay, goodbye. Hey, I love you.
I love you, too.
Love you. Should have been there earlier, though, honey.
Bart dance a swing with me anyway. Bart and I have been to a swing place together, which is really pathetic, but that's all right. So what if your son becomes kind of like a weird mama's kid because you won't do anything with your wife?
Honey.
Now I know. I am sorry I even brought it up.
When's the last time you took him dancing with you?
When we were in New York.
All right, when was that, last summer?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's unusual when you're at like a hotel, you know, for a young teenage boy to dance with his mom.
No, it's not unusual at all for him
to be. Not unusual.
His mother's favorite companion. No, I'm sure that's very normal and makes for a healthy.
Honey, was I even in New York? Hold on. Was I even in New York with you guys?
No, because we went on to a play, which you don't like to do. We did a whole bunch of stuff you don't like to do.
Right. Listen, here is the encyclopedia of me, okay? Let me tell you about this. How long have we been married now? Almost 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever known me once in those 18 years to say, hey, I got an idea. Let's go to La Caja Fall. Have you ever known me to say, honey, I got a great idea. Let's go square dancing together. You know what I mean? After 18 years, baby, these are the ABCs of me.
Okay. All right.
To quote Mr. Jerry Maguire.
You know what? That's why I'm telling you I didn't bother to call in. When I say these things, you're on vacation, it's just like to fill time. It's just filler.
But you did call in, though.
No, because I wanted to show you I was listening because you said, I must not be listening because I wasn't.
I thought you weren't listening because I was positive you're a good mother. You're already at the airport.
I'm at the airport and I'm looking for a parking place.
Go to the valet. A good mother would spend the extra $5. Honey, his plane is going to land, I'm serious, in 1 minute.
No, you're going to be the only. It was supposed to land 5 minutes ago.
You're going to be the only parent that's not at the gate.
Well, they have to go through customs.
Honey, that's awful. Please, just double park the car and get in there.
Yeah, all right.
All right, you want to talk about scarring a child. You know, that's how you scar a child, not by making him dance with his mommy. You scar a child by him, he gets off the airplane after 3 weeks in Europe, and he's the only one going, hey, where's my mom and dad?
All right, goodbye. I see a parking place, and I didn't even have to pay the valet. Okay, love you.
Well, hold on. You know, how come when we're at the beach, though, when I want to drive around and find a free spot, you always say to me, why don't you just go to the parking lot and pay the $5? You know, it's a double standard with my wife.
I have to carry all the stuff to the beach.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. That's the deal we do. That you look for a place, and I carry all the stuff to the beach.
Well, listen, today, bite the bullet, pay the $5, get the good parking
spot. No, I'm already parked. I'm getting out of my car right now.
What section are you in?
I'm in, I don't know, 26.
Are you parked as far away as we had to park when we dropped him off?
Yeah, I'm in that neighborhood, yeah.
Are you in the satellite lot?
No, I'm in that area where we parked. It was the hourly rate.
All right. Okay, well, hurry. Run to the airport, please.
I'm walking fast.
Okay, I love you.
All right, love you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
She's actually out of the car right now and walking through the parking lot.
Right. Is that what you're doing? Hello?
Well, there she goes. All right, I won't say anything more about it.
No, that's all right. I don't care. That's okay.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, I brought it up. It was my mistake. You know, I had it written down on my little sheet today. I had two things I was talking about. Bart's coming home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jimmy might be coming by. I said, Mike's first wing dance lesson.
How did it go?
Now that it's
out in the open, if it happens, and I mean if it happens, I'll let you know.
Okay.
But I took her to the bath store after that. You know, the Bed Bath & Beyond store, which is really...
That is not a trade-off for having missed a dance lesson.
No, it's not. I mean, I was still happy. And there was stuff in there. There was a good... I bought a new hygienic trimmer for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair in there. And they had grilling things, which I didn't realize.
Bed Bath & Beyond?
Bed Bath & Beyond. Lots of supplies for the grill, which I was surprised at. And I was happy. I was happy with that.
Hold on. What is this note, Robbie?
You just messaged
Broyhill Gust... Oh, just.
Sorry.
Broyhill just messaged you that we need another latex girl. But there's only one latex... Well, I don't see why one latex girl can't do the job by herself.
What, no F and ZD?
All right, where is Inspector Gadget, please? Would you grab him? Because I thought the two girls are going to be here to get the show on the road today. All right, here comes... comes our producer, Inspector Gadget, star of the new Disney film, Charles Brunghill.
Where is he? Starring Matthew Broderick.
Charlie?
Matthew Broderick is Charlie Brunghill.
Oh, no, it's Rob Spiewak again. Hi, Rob.
Charlie's on his way down. He went to get the tarp and knife, whatever the hell that means.
Oh.
Well, the putty knife?
Maybe.
Just one girl could put on the demonstration, right? There doesn't have to be two girls.
No, she can rub it on herself, I'm sure.
And peel it off.
Really? And the other girl bailed out, huh?
Yes.
All right, well, if a girl is in the area of the radio station, come by.
Yeah, I mean, fine. That would be wonderful. If you always wanted to be covered nude in latex.
But frankly, I mean, it's been like 2 weeks. I really don't want to wait.
Right.
I'm kind of anxious to get this show underway.
Yeah, and I think once we start covering one girl with latex, we can accept another girl.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Do you have the latex, Charlie?
Yes, I do.
Oh, and Mike, today's latex is courtesy of Fashion Fantasy. Because we don't pay for anything on this show. Everything's a trade.
There's the plug.
They're located on Centerville Road in Manassas, Virginia. Please call them at 1-800-637-6842.
He's putting a tarp down, so it's going to be messy.
Yeah, we'll do a commercial set before she comes in to do the peel thing.
I'm glad I didn't shower today.
Hello, didn't you really?
No.
Oh, I did it.
For the first time since we've been doing this show.
Oh, no, it's not the first time.
I swear to God it is the first time. I did.
No, come on. I know that we've had some late nights together. We did the morning show.
No, the morning show, no.
When we did the morning show.
We've been doing the afternoon show.
When we did the morning show, there are many nights.
Oh, many times.
That both you and I came into work, right?
That's where the hat came
look.
In. But I figured, you know, this is just, I was running super late today, and I jumped in the pool. And because of
okay, Elvis.
Yeah, I thought I'd try. I wasn't going to say that. But now the swing dancing thing, I figured I'd say that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike, take a shower.
Thank you.
You got chlorine all over you?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Don't you know that stuff, what, you know, it turns into mold and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Mike?
Is that my conscience?
That's what he really said. Okay, because
the kind of Mark McGuire was just being a gentleman.
It kind of sounded like this. Yeah. Hey, Sammy. Wait, Sammy. That's the one thing I didn't hear loud and clear. Wait, Sammy. He goes, Fred, I am right here. Big Sammy. Sammy, buddy. No, but it was moving.
It was a moving moment. I got to see it. I really want to see it.
It was kind of moving.
Funny.
Kind of moving.
With his handler and everything, it was...
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams, AP All-America football team.
It was wild. I want to tell you that Mark McGuire was wild.
Were there any testy moments? Because Ted Williams, I've been a Red Sox fan my whole life.
Everybody was kissing his ass.
And he didn't have any... I mean, Ted himself didn't have any... He has a reputation of being quite a curmudgeon.
Well, he looked a little pissed off when he was being driven up.
Oh, really?
Like, he would wave to people.
Right.
And then after a while... He's like, put his arm down. He started scowling at people.
Yeah.
Stop smiling.
Played. That's what he did when he played, too. I mean, he has a reputation as being that way. I was just wondering if there was any time like where a handler got in the way and said, no, I know what I'm doing. Go away.
No, he only had one guy, the guy that was driving his golf cart. But no, it was touching.
I want to see. I really want to see.
Don't get me wrong. It was touching. Like I said, even someone cynical like me.
Right.
I was kind of.
The old and the young, kind of a neat moment and stuff like that. It was a pretty cool all-star game.
Yeah, it was nice. The game was kind of boring itself, but all the hype that normally is the worst part of the game was much better than the actual game.
Great. Well, I wish I'd seen it. I hope I get a tape of it.
And I'm pretty sure that Ted Williams also had no idea who he was throwing the ball to.
No. Not Carlton Fisk. He didn't know he was throwing it to Carlton Fisk.
Who knows? He thought he was throwing it to Donald Duck, I bet.
I didn't know this until I came home and I was
wasn't
wild. You know, that I'd missed like the best all-star game for me in the world, then I'd missed it. I was at the bath store.
I don't think he knew who he was throwing to.
Excuse me.
How you do it?
I'm really sure he didn't.
But anyway, it was a nice moment.
Good all-star game.
Hey, Sammy. Hey, Sammy.
There you go.
Wow. Well, okay. I'm sure someone will get you a tape of it, Mike.
I hope so, because now I want to see it. I'll probably come in after I see it. How dare you?
It was highly audible.
I saw the highlights, and I can't argue with
They're not going to show it on the highlights when he was going, way Sammy.
That's right.
Way Sammy. And Tony Gwynn, who was apparently his best friend.
Okay, yeah.
The guy for San Diego.
There are a lot of the players. One thing about Seb Williams, there are a lot of the players that still, like, you know, communicate with him in spring training and get advice from him.
Same thing with Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn is standing right next to him, and Tony Gwynn has, but before he got up to throw the pitch, and Tony Gwynn like, got up and held him so he wouldn't fall down while he was throwing the pitch.
Right.
Tony Gwynn was standing right next to him, but he was like off guard. Tony Gwynn had his hand on Ted Williams' shoulder.
Right.
And you heard Ted going, "Praise Tony." Praise Tony.
It's right there.
Your daddy's right next to you.
He replaced the handler. That's what he did. I'm doing this now. If I'd seen it, I probably wouldn't be able to do it. You know, the whole family.
Frankly, I was really, and I mean this as a compliment, I was amazed. He didn't throw the ball all the way.
He's had a lot of health problems.
From the pitcher's mound to the catcher.
Right.
He was about 10 feet in front of
him. But his goal was to get it there, and I guess he did, and it took a lot of effort to do that.
No, I mean that. Mm-hmm. I was amazed that the ball got to Carlton Fisk.
Well, you know, as infirmed as he is, I mean, you can still see why he was when he played, why he was as good as he was. I mean, he's kind of a big strapping guy and all that. This is amazing. Wild. I didn't even see it, and I'm still trying to do this.
That's wild.
Wild.
It was wild.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
It wasn't so feebed out that he couldn't whore himself out, though, because he had both a hat and a shirt on that had the logos of some online computer baseball company.
Yeah, everybody likes a little extra disposable.
Sure. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
You guys, hey, buddy. Last night around the fifth inning, did you see the camera turned over to Bud Selig sitting next to Ted Williams? And it was like as soon as the camera came over, Bud was just sitting there, and all of a sudden he reached his arm up around Ted. And Ted just kind of looked over at him and said something. You couldn't see what he was saying.
I bet, you know, Ted Williams doesn't take crap from anybody.
Pull his arm back real quick.
No, I turned it.
When Mike was saying, did it get testy? I mean, it looked like he certainly did at that point. Because out of nowhere, Ted just reaches there, or Bud reaches there, puts his arm around Ted.
What the hell are you doing? Get your damn arm off me.
Where are you, Sammy?
It's Sammy.
Sammy?
Hello.
I hear you, I can't see you. Where's Sammy?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hallelujah.
Hey, buddy. Hey, hello.
Hello. Did you see him push Tony Gwynn's hand away when he was trying to throw the ball?
Like Tony Gwynn was trying to help him?
Yeah, he tried to pull his back up.
Hey, get your hand off me.
Well, that's cool.
He was swaying like a tree and he shoved his arm away. Anyway, Don, which one of you guys didn't watch the All-Star game last
night? Mike didn't.
I didn't watch it.
What did you have to watch instead?
I didn't watch...
Mike occasionally
will leave my home on a weeknight.
Mike watched Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right.
I'm glad
that amused you.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Mike, it was a pretty touching moment.
What are you eating?
Sunflower seeds. I'm at work. It was pretty touching.
So gross. It's such a good connection. You hear me?
I apologize for that. Anyway, yeah, it was pretty touching to see the old guys out there and the younger guys out there. But, you know, Ted Williams, he couldn't even see home plate when they were throwing the ball when he was going to throw out the first.
Yeah, okay, he couldn't see home. Let me tell you, he's old. He's an old man. You're going to be old, too.
Wait, Sammy. Sammy?
Couldn't see home plate.
Sammy?
You're 98 years old. So I can see 20/20 vision.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Buzz. I need some birthday spankings. Can you give me some?
No.
Not going to. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hey, Sam.
How's everybody doing?
That's fine. Here's another Hall of Famer checking in today.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Sports is the thing.
Unfortunately, I'm not able to hear the show because I'm here in beautiful Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Really?
Oh,
really,
Sam? You're down at the beach. How's it going, Sam?
Oh, it's a little bit rainy, but it's pretty good. Hey, Donnie.
Yes, Sammy.
You have a place down in Ocean City, right?
Sure do, Sam.
I was wondering this weekend if we could all get together and have crabs or something.
Us and the Huffs, we might be able to arrange that, Sam.
Yeah, the whole family's down here. Mama Huff and all the cousins and the relatives, we're all down here. We having a good old-fashioned time.
You know, I understand that you can get a table at any restaurant when you call in because you tell them something, don't you, when you call in?
Yeah, I tell them that this is Sam Huff, the greatest linebacker in the NFL, and if you don't give me a table, you're going to come up in the short end.
A double every time, that guy. He knows what we want to hear, doesn't he?
He's finally figured it out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Shay, how are you guys doing, Shay?
Fine, Shay.
Yeah, Shay. Yeah, happy Wednesday, Shay.
Yeah.
Sammy?
Sammy.
Hey, Sammy. Sammy.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello there.
Yeah, I was talking about the game last night. They had Ted Williams on. They asked him what his favorite movie was. Did you hear that on the audio?
Oh, no, you're going to do one of the anus things.
He said broken anus.
Broken anus. Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you bastard.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Hey, Mike, I was wondering if you watched your favorite real life show on the Learning Channel last night.
Well, you mean the emergency trauma center?
You're out of that show now, aren't
you? Yeah, I don't watch it like I used to. I got tired of it, actually. I got a little sick of it.
I believe it's called Trauma, Life in the Real, ain't it?
Now everybody's trying.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I'm about to break the law.
Why?
I'm about ready to just run through the toll up here in Baltimore. I'm not even going to pay. You want to hear the buzzer go off?
You're going to run through a toll? Was it one of those automatic toll things?
Yes. Well, I'm tired of waiting in line.
The Don and Mike show neither condones or encourages this behavior.
Way to go. You're a rebel, sir.
Thank you.
You're a rebel.
That's right, and you're going to be fired.
Rebel without an anus.
Hey, Dynamite.
A rebel with an anus, sorry. So is it rebel with a cause?
And
without.
That fabulous Billy Idol song, you know, Rebel Anus.
I love Dynamite's show.
Dynamite, I'm a farmer. I got a chicken. You want to hear me choke it?
Okay.
Oh, jeez. They're out there today.
Let me take them.
Low right. Pressure system.
One more call. Hello, Dynamite show.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, boy, Mike, I can't believe you missed it. The best part all night when they wheeled old Ted out there in his golf cart, he's looking all cranky and stuff, and then pulls the old hat off and waves to the crowd goes wild. First time he pipped his cap in Boston.
Yeah, my brother-in-law yelled at me for that today, for not watching the game.
Sammy?
Kind of like sacrilege. That,
hey, Sammy.
I didn't know it was going to, you know, I really, it was in Fenway, yeah, it was in Fenway Park, but I thought it was going to be just an average, boring all-star game, so I didn't think that big a deal would happen, but this was... by all accounts that I heard, this was kind of spontaneous, that it wasn't the great moment until he came out.
They had announced that he was going to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, but nobody expected the reaction that the players would have and that it would come out like that, and it was kind of spontaneous. So,
Sammy?
Hey. I got to get a tape of that just to play you that.
Wait, Sammy.
They didn't junk up the game with all that play and all that crap, the music and stuff either. They just let the guys play ball. It wasn't all that applause or all that kind of stuff either.
I'm definitely getting a tape. Cool.
The game was a friggin' bore, man.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
I turned it off as soon as McGuire struck out.
Yeah, the first three innings, you could go ahead and go to bed.
I stayed through four guys with the guy from the Red Sox striking out.
Pedro Martinez, right, who you know, responded to the call and threw the heat.
Yeah, he did.
Struck out the first four guys. I said goodbye.
Yeah.
Let me see what's on Nick at Night.
Yeah, for Pedro Martinez. I hope Roger Clemens was at home watching that game.
Oh, he was there and they booed him.
Yeah. I would too.
Hello, Roger. Hey, Roger. Hey, Sammy. Yes.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys.
All right, goodbye. Wow.
Yes, guys.
Oh, he was at the game. Bummer.
Yes, guys. I want to tell you something. This golf course, wow.